much about. You gotta put it in perspective.
Oh, it started and it is on. I'm sorry, I'm late. Did I miss anything?
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G.
And we've heard pens. They should put out a pen. Get your pen's pen immediately.
Child, please. Is that where we're at?
Thanks for seeing me. I'm here because I'm thinking of doing some comedy.
Oh, right, like a comedy movie?
No, on stage. Stand-up comedy, live comedy of some kind.
Wow.
I'm a funny guy, aren't I? I'm funny, right?
Yeah.
Keep on believing.
And now.
Can I help? I deserve this.
Our feature presentation.
Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It is Thursday, the 8th of June. Hey, kids.
Hey.
Hey.
How's everybody?
What's happening?
Told Chip this morning, I hate to start the show with heartbreak.
Uh-oh.
But I didn't get the call, and they announced 12 other new astronauts that were introduced by NASA yesterday. And I'm not on that list, you guys.
Oh,
damn. I missed the cut this time around.
You were pretty close, though, right?
I feel like I was.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't technically apply, but I felt like they would know how much I want to be on the crew. You know,
just guess
go to
that
space
about you.
Well, I think they would feel it. I mean, I think they would feel it in the force. Yeah,
I see.
Maybe
so they
monitoring
hired
social media, something like that.
Sure,
see it.
Or whatever. Yeah. But they hired a bunch of other yahoos who aren't nearly as cool as I am to go into space.
Well, I mean, who is though?
Right. And it's hurtful. It's hurtful to be excluded. You know what I mean? It's
sure.
It's like, you know, it's like not being picked for basketball on the playground. You know,
which is familiar to you, too.
I needed
He's
this.
Never even played basketball.
He's never been on a playground.
Has been ever been being ever been on a playground? No.
But I wanted to go to space.
Right.
Well, I think this day and age, we all want to go to space.
Well, that's possible. Also, too. I feel like you have to do a little more than want to go to space.
Yeah.
I feel like
maybe
there's some training involved. Or
yeah.
Well, no, they train you.
I mean, maybe
you.
Even a first point, an application.
Yeah.
That might be the first step.
That might be on me that I never actually took that step, but I still felt like I was qualified and that I had a good shot at it.
Right.
Hold up. I just saw Kevin sipping something. Turn
Uh-oh.
Off the music.
What?
Uh-oh.
Hold
what
on.
Happened?
Are you back?
Chocolate cappuccino?
Chocolate cappuccino.
You
yes!
remembered this morning that it was there.
Morning.
Yay!
He's back, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh,
I'm not sure how we're celebrating that, but okay.
Well, you were super sharp.
Yeah.
The one day you had it, then the next day you forgot
let's
the machine was there.
Let's not put that kind of pressure on me, though.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
We were talking about Bean and his broken dreams.
Oh, we
were.
Forget
okay,
me. Sorry,
forget
back
me
to
now
Bean.
That you're back.
Nope.
You know what Kevin and the chocolate cappuccino is? Was it Klay Thompson who signed a toaster and the Warriors have been 29-1 since he signed a toaster? It's like a good
like
luck charm.
Like autographed a toaster?
He autographed a toaster, yeah.
And I don't know the autographed the toaster story.
I don't either.
Yeah, apparently. We'll have to ask Jim Rome about it. But maybe that's what the cappuccino is for you, though, Kevin, is that's your magic toaster. You know what
yeah.
I mean? Like you can't lose when you're on the cappuccino.
I was thrilled to see that sip.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
I don't know that I would say I can't lose.
You're
because
back.
I am capable of losing at any point.
Yeah, but
so let's remember that.
That's I feel like
positive.
You're back.
All right.
I feel like you're good. All right. Are we out of time? We're out of time.
No,
right?
We can do the thing.
Really?
Yeah, you got the thing.
I feel like I've wasted all the time already.
You have.
Okay.
You've wasted what we've had so far, but there's time for your thing.
This is why the
Real
show
talk.
Starts at 6, by the way. This is why
right.
none of this is on
this
the
This never
air.
Airs, and that's the best part about it.
I don't know how I feel about this Craigslist ad. Have you seen it's roommates in, I'm not sure how many, a bunch of guys living in a house in Spokane, Washington. And they want to throw a Father's Day barbecue, Father's Day weekend. I think Father's Day this year is on the 18th,
mm-hmm.
and they're having a big barbecue with a whole bunch of people from the neighborhood and friends of theirs, about 40 people coming over on the 17th. But apparently none of them have dads around. None of them have dads that live in Spokane.
Okay.
So they decided they would put an ad on Craigslist to look for a father figure to come out and be the dad at the mm-hmm. Father's Day party because they were doing Father's Day party with no father, all right?
So just one guy?
Yeah, they're looking to hire somebody.
Okay.
Looking to hire somebody.
Are you sure
for the party.
This isn't an ad for daddies?
Right. Is this in the personal?
This is very different.
Well, let's take a look at what the what it
must
says
be good at massage.
They're looking for someone.
I like to be scolded.
Here's what they're going to be expecting from
must
the person.
Use the phrase "daddy like you,"
which I support,
it.
By the way.
Oh, I ruined it.
They want somebody who's comfortable grilling hamburgers and hot dogs while drinking beer. They said,
"Wait, so Dad has to do the grilling
on Father's Day?"
Yes, Dad.
What?
This is why I wonder if this is just a scam to get to hire slave labor. You have to grill the hamburgers and hot dogs while drinking beer, so you do get to drink beer. They ask that you bring your own grill, although this is subject to change. They do say they will provide all the meat.
This is the laziest group ever.
They're providing the meat, which kind of lends credence to what Allie is suggesting here.
Yeah.
Right? With the daddy.
Mm-hmm.
It's subject to change on the grill, so maybe they'll be able to find a grill. I don't think they should make the dad, the honorary dad,
yeah,
bring his own grill.
Holover grill? Come on.
Right. He's already cooking.
Sure.
Right. Refer to all attendees as big guy, chief, sport, champ, etc. while drinking beer.
All right. I like these guys now.
I do too.
You will talk about dad things like lawnmowers, building your own deck, Jimmy Buffett, etc.
Watching TV in your underwear.
Funny anecdotes are highly encouraged while drinking beer. There's a lot of drinking beer here that they're looking for. So, I mean, I guess that's a draw for somebody, right?
Sure.
They also, and here are the requirements, they're looking for a dad with a minimum of 18 years experience as a father. So they don't want some 22-year-old with a kid, a 2-year-old
right.
at home
sure,
to show up.
Sure.
They want somebody who's really got the being a dad thing down. A minimum of 10 years grilling experience.
Okay.
And an appreciation of a nice cold beer on a hot summer day. So that's their Craigslist ad. And apparently they've gotten a lot of reaction to this, including people who have applied to do it. And I don't know why a dude would want to go over and have to cook for 40 people at a party when they don't know anybody. But apparently somebody does.
For the story.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Because it seems like they're funny guys.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think I'd roll the dice on that one.
I guarantee every news station in Spokane is going to be at this
sure.
house. It's going to turn into a big thing.
Yeah. He's going to bring assless chaps as well.
As well he should.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, we'll see as we get closer to it if there's a follow-up on who they end up hiring. But so you don't think it's terrible to invite somebody to come over basically to work your party for free?
Not if he knows that's what it is.
Yeah, and no, I think it's kind of the joke, like a dad barbecues. That's
right.
what he does.
Yeah.
All
right.
That's good.
You like it. You guys,
yeah.
you sign off on it.
Okay. Sure.
All right. I'll keep you posted if I see more on it.
You should fly out.
I'm no way qualified by any. I don't have the grilling experience. I don't
okay.
have the father experience.
All right.
And I'm not drinking beer. So what the hell
well,
good am I?
All right.
I got to stay in peak physical shape for the next round of astronaut training.
Which you're not going to be at because you didn't tell him you wanted to be an astronaut. Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
Does anything really matter?
Dr. Drew's going to be on the program like we do on Thursdays. Also, we talk sports with Jim Rome. You see the NBA Finals last night?
Jeez.
I mean, come on.
It's yeah. done.
It's done.
I mean, why?
I feel like that was the Cleveland's best shot. That
absolutely.
Was it.
That was that was a knife to the heart.
They're going to close it out. When's the next game? Friday?
Friday.
They're going to close it out in Cleveland.
Oh, that's sad. They should do it at home.
Just
give them that one.
Just give them one
right?
and then risk it?
Yeah.
I'm not positive they're going to do
well,
that.
Well, they shouldn't of
okay.
all teams.
Yeah.
What was it, 3-1?
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah.
Daniel Cormier.
Come on.
How about that?
All right.
Light heavyweight champ of UFC is going to be in studio today talking about his second fight with John Bones Jones.
He's my favorite fighter.
Same.
Love him.
He's
Same.
Great. Great guy.
And Fox News doesn't think Wonder Woman is American enough. They're very upset about that. Wonder Woman. They need to see some changes, and they need to see them now.
Huh.
Is that why that movie was such a colossal flop?
Well,
I think
know,
it was a pretty big success.
Oh, wait. One of the biggest you know, movie right. hits of all time. That's right. I forgot.
Those
right.
boycotts go well, though.
Right?
Starbucks. What was the other one that just flopped? Good times.
We will take a break, and we will come back with the Showbiz Beat next. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 5:54.
Hey, Ralph Garman.
Hey.
What you talking about?
Willis? Talk about show business news. Big anniversary today, of course, from 1959. That was when Liberace won his libel suit against the British newspaper columnist William Connor for Connor insinuating he may have been a homosexual.
Hmm.
I'm glad that Liberace was able to clean up in that suit. How dare he? Right? By the way, Connor called in his article Liberace a fruit-flavored, mincing, ice-covered heap of mother love and a calculating candy floss. That's some writing right
wow.
there. Good on you, Bill Connor.
Wow.
I know you lost a lot of money. Speaking of sex scandals.
Yes.
This big one broke yesterday. Alex Rodriguez and Jennifer Lopez's relationship. Why can't the two of them just be happy? Why can't people just be happy that they're together and they're magical?
You've been saying all along how much you like them as a
perfect couple. A-Rod and J-Lo. A-Lo. I don't know. What are they calling them? What's their media tag?
I'm not sure it's A-Lo.
J-Rod?
Couple name? J-Rod?
I don't know.
Well, his ex-girlfriend, Lauren Hunter, has come back in the picture. It was funny because first TMZ had a story saying that an ex of Alex Rodriguez's, without naming names, was threatening to show off some text messages and photographs between the two unless he ponied up $600,000.
Was she suggesting that those text messages and photos came in while he was dating J-Lo? Or is
yes!
It just stuff? Oh, not just stuff she held on to from when they were together.
Oh, and then the National Enquirer dropped a story featuring Lauren Hunter talking explicitly about their relationship. Jennifer Lopez would have to be an idiot to believe he'd be faithful, she said. Here's a quote from the article. I don't think he's sexually attracted to J-Lo. In bed with J-Lo, he's probably picturing me. He likes me to wear heels and lingerie and outfits and dress up as a schoolgirl. All the things I would do with him, I wouldn't do with anyone else. Everything about him is passionate and loving and sweet. He'll kiss your hair and cuddle, but sex is not soft and gentle. He's rough.
Maybe not so much from you, Lauren.
Right?
Maybe stay out of their business.
It's over. Oof. This Lauren Hunter, by the way, she is Marcus Allen's baby mama, and she met Marcus Allen on the internet. And then she targeted A-Rod, apparently, and started dating him in 2011.
Seeing a pattern.
Yeah. So she's carved
out a life for herself.
She has. She's a fitness model.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Not an unattractive young lady, but she seems to like the rich and famous.
Seems and apparently extorting them.
Right?
It's an odd price, too. $600,000?
Sort of specific.
Yeah.
Why not bump it up to a mil?
I would. I would.
Round up.
Yes.
She's not even a good extorter.
Awful.
This sounds interesting. Did you see Snowpiercer? Did you like Snowpiercer? The movie Snowpiercer?
Good loved
film,
it.
Right?
I did. Loved see it.
Bean saw a movie, but
yeah. I've seen a lot of movies.
Bean saw it, recommended it to me, said it. I
what?
Was like, yes. Said, I know
that's
your taste,
not
you would like
possible.
This. That happened.
That must have meant he had to leave a room to see it.
It was like 8 years ago or whenever this movie was.
Yeah,
out.
But
it's a long time
for
ago.
Him to recommend a movie to you must have meant he saw it at
yes,
a theater.
Yes. Is it not out yet? I mean, it may have been out. It may have been out.
You said it was 8 years ago.
I don't remember. It's been a long time. I don't remember if it was still in theaters or he had seen it.
Well, my memory was it was available video on demand.
Okay. Oh, there you go. Okay, that makes sense. Because I can't imagine being going to a place where people are
purposely
spending money and doing something.
Right. I occasionally will see a movie in the theater. Occasionally, not that one though.
Anyway, so bring it to television.
Oh,
TNT is going to do a TV series based on the film of the same name. As you can imagine, it'll take place on a giant, perpetually moving train that circles the Earth. And Jennifer Connelly has been tapped to star.
Love her.
Wow.
She'll be playing a first-class passenger who also works as the voice of the train, making daily announcements over its PA system. No word on other castings yet. For those who are not familiar with the film and just hearing it describe it, it's not what it sounds like. They're like, wait, what, it's a train and there's someone that makes PA announcements? That's going to be a series? There's more to it than that. And while we're talking remakes, reboots, sequels, and requels, someone asked Molly Ringwald if she thought that the Breakfast Club reboot is in the offing. And she told Us Weekly Magazine, no, I can't imagine they would ever make a modernized version of the Breakfast Club. She said, because think of it. All the students would be on their phones and no one would speak to each other. It's true. You wouldn't get any interaction between those kids.
That's accurate.
Because they would just be, you know, playing Angry Elves or whatever they play kids today.
Angry Elves is the game.
Right?
That's the hot game,
that's
right?
The hot one.
It's interesting you say that, Ralph, because that was, who was it? Was it Jennifer Aniston or one of the Friends cast the other day was saying the exact same thing, is nobody would sit around in a coffee shop and talk to their people anymore.
Right?
They'd all just be sitting there on their phones.
Phones, right, people?
Right.
Who's
right.
with me? Phones. Phones. Today's celebrity birthdays, Jerry Stiller. Jerry Stiller!
Love him.
Oh, so good on Seinfeld as Jason Alexander's father, right? 90 years old today.
Wow.
Keenan Ivory Wayans, 59 years old. Juliana Margulies is 51. Kanye West is 40. He's Kanye. Awesome. He's awesome.
He is awesome.
Because he's awesome. And he's awesome. And Maria Menounos. It wasn't super, Dean's hand. It wasn't
super
Dean's
pretty.
Hand.
That's guys. Too many. That
bell. He loves him some.
Yeah.
Some
she's
Maria
super pretty.
She is.
I think she's pretty too, but she's a fan in Boston, so then that takes her down a couple of
oh,
notches.
Good yeah. point.
Right?
Look how ugly she is on the inside.
Fan. Right?
Blech.
Blech. Right?
She's 39
What's
years
happening?
Old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Was it Abraham Lincoln? Was it Thomas Jefferson? Allie, help me out. Who came up with quitters never give up? It was some great American. I
it
can't remember.
It was indeed a great American.
It was a great American.
Oh, that's right. It was K-Rex Kevin who
that's
said
correct.
Quitters never give up.
And I just want to make everyone aware, if you have not been paying attention, you can buy your own limited edition Quitters Never Give Up t-shirt. They go on sale this morning at 10 a.m. KRock.com is where you want to go. Just $19.99. Proceeds benefit Kevin and his wife's charity. A lot of the proceeds are going to the Friends and Helper Foundation.
Yep.
KRock.com is where you go. It's a 24-hour only window. So when we say limited edition, we're not making it up like most people do when they say that. It really is only available for 24 hours and just $19.99 plus tax. So it's a good deal. Get on over to krock.com for all the details and make sure to get your Quitters Never Give Up t-shirt while you can.
Plus, it's got the picture of my face from the Kevining photo, which will never go away.
It's a pretty great photo.
I mean,
it's
pretty great. I wish it wouldn't.
I know you do.
Because right? I love it. I love it so much.
Hey, athletes take strange transportation,
you wanna
right?
You want to try that again?
Athletes take strange transportation, right?
Athletes take strange transportation. Oh, what can it be?
There are two different wacky stories involving NFL players in the news right now who got to practice in unusual ways. Why don't we start with Sharice Wright, shall we?
Yeah.
Yes, please.
He he's been with the Baltimore Ravens for the past couple seasons, but now he's on the Bills. And he was having trouble getting to Buffalo from Chicago. His flight was canceled. Wasn't even his fault. So now he's, what do you do? I mean, you got to show up for these things, right?
Yeah, I think rent a car.
That would right? be my first thought, sure.
Yeah.
Why not rent a car?
How far is it from Chicago to Buffalo?
It's 550 miles.
Yeah. I would think that would be the way to go, too, is to rent yourself a car.
The only thing I'm thinking, maybe he didn't because he was exhausted, and that's an eight-hour trip. He's got practice. Might as well get driven there, maybe, take a little
sure.
nap.
Sure. Well, that makes sense, too. So he decided to Uber it.
550 miles.
Yeah, which I don't think would ever even occur to me.
No, it would not to me either. Like, the I wouldn't ride, even think they would do it.
No.
The ride started at 11 p.m. on Sunday night. It cost him $632.08. To get a ride all the way to Buffalo.
That
and
seems Allie, relatively low.
It does seem low.
For yeah. that far.
Yeah.
It does. And you were surprised, Allie, that somebody who Ubers would even take that trip because it would be a dead haul coming back. You're
yeah.
not going to have a passenger coming back to Chicago, right?
You wouldn't make any money. And they don't even have Uber in Buffalo till later this month. So he couldn't even make up some fares if he stayed the day.
Right.
Weird.
So Sharice Wright Ubers for $632. He does give the driver a $300 tip. So it ended up costing him a little less than $1,000. But at least he did make the practice. And no word on whether it was considered a good trip for the Uber driver. But, I mean, he did come back at least with $300 in his pocket. But he also had to pay for all that gas and stuff, too, right?
Yeah.
But so, imagine driving an NFL player. That'd be pretty cool.
I guess, although he's probably sleeping. I would imagine he was sleeping the whole way. All right.
Athletes take strange transportation. Oh, what can it be?
We told Omar to make a jingle for this, and we were kidding.
Yeah, we were. But he did it.
Anyway. But he made it.
All right. So why don't you guys tell me about Devon House? Because this story, if possible, might even be crazier.
Devon House is a Packer, and he was at the airport in Minnesota, and he needed to get to Green Bay. And he tweeted, would this ever occur to you?
Mm-hmm.
He tweeted, any Packers fans want to give me a ride?
That's insane.
Right?
Yeah.
Doesn't that seem scary and ridiculous? Although, having said that, he's an NFL player, so he's probably not that worried for his safety.
Yeah, he can probably take care of himself.
But Twitter.
Yeah. How far, do we know how far it is from Minneapolis to Green Bay?
550 miles.
That's okay.
That was Buffalo.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, that was the other
figured
story.
If I sold it.
But what if two brothers are the ones that are taking you? Wouldn't you be like, whoa, two dudes? I don't know. This is scary.
Really?
I don't know. If I was him, I'd kind of rethink that. But it turned out two brothers, Chad and Mike, who both lived in Wisconsin, were like, we're up for it. And they brought him a pillow.
They brought him a pillow so he could sleep
on the way.
Right. They thought about that because they're Packers fans.
They care.
So he slept all the way there, and then he took them down into the locker room, and they took pictures with him. They took pictures around the locker room, and they took pictures with the Super Bowl trophy.
Signed a bunch of stuff. He wanted to pay him a ton for the gas, and they wouldn't take it, so he wound up just giving him $80. This is an insane story.
That's pretty cool.
It is.
That it worked out that way.
It's about 300 miles, by the way. 279 miles from Minneapolis to Green Bay. But if you're a Packers fan and you see this, I get why the bros would go.
Oh, agreed.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. What a fun story, right?
Sure.
Yeah, I'm just wondering why the player did it. That's scary.
You think you're begging to be kidnapped?
Well, I mean,
because if somebody's enough of a Packers fan that they're willing to come out at 11 o'clock at night to drive you overnight to practice, you're worried that they've got duct tape and rope in the trunk.
I mean, I didn't think that first. I thought crazy person first.
I thought he's in Minneapolis. He's not going to get a Packers fan. He's going to get a Vikings fan.
Oh, they're going to drive the other direction.
That's the thing.
They're going to drop him off in Buffalo after he wakes up.
Thank you. That's what I'm saying. This could have gone very wrong.
So I guess for both players, it's a miracle that they survived.
But the good news is someone's playing football somewhere. Right?
True.
So we're not just stuck with baseball.
Who's with me? You? By the way, we are told new Queens of the Stone Age music in less than 2 weeks.
Oh, can't wait.
Yeah.
Very excited about that as well. And coming up in about 15 minutes or so, we had a very spirited discussion in the office yesterday about this video that has gone viral of the guy being blasted off of a water slide and glides across a pool and just in one seamless motion stands up. Right? The feet hit the side of the pool, and he just stands up and walks out of the frame.
Yeah.
And people are thinking it's the most amazing thing they've ever seen, or it's trickery and it's all fake and somebody should go to jail for it. So that was about how the discussion went yesterday. So we'll bring you in on the conversation coming up in just a few minutes. First, though, Kevin, we have a new controversy on our hands.
Yes, we do. Fox News says that Wonder Woman is not American enough. Wonder Woman.
Not American.
Isn't American enough, they're saying.
But she's not at all.
But they're saying she's not enough.
Okay.
American.
All right. Okay. Sure.
Here is them discussing this.
Wonder Woman is out in theaters right now. Some are calling it less American, Dion, because, well, her outfit isn't red, white, and blue. And in order to appeal to foreign audiences, very little reference to America at all.
I think nowadays, sadly, money trumps the patriotism. And, you know, especially recently, I personally feel like we're not really very patriotic, the country, in a certain sense, and they want these movies to succeed internationally.
See, I think the Hollywood aspect that it's, and we see this time and time again, it's cool to hate America these days, especially with a lot of celebrities out there, whether it's Lena Dunham to Kathy Griffin, you know what I mean?
But even Captain America has kind of toned down his patriotic for the director of his last movie, just saying now he's just a very earnest guy. Well,
and then they went on.
Listen,
on
that
on
guy
on.
Said especially, so,
he's out.
He's out. I am not listening to a word.
Look, I don't know anything about anything, my feeling is this doesn't have anything to do with Kathy Griffin or Lena Dunham or even Donald Trump. This has to do with exactly what they said, which is they want to make this movie popular around the world. So why not have this person who isn't an American, who comes from the Amazon, why not have her save the world? Why not have her be a hero for the whole world? I don't have any problem with them making that decision.
Right. So unless she was originally American, what are they talking about?
They did change her costume.
They did.
I'll give them that. It was red, white, and blue, and it looked very American before. So
because
they toned
Wonder
that
Woman,
down, muted
because
it.
Wonder Woman came around, is from the 1940s, and it was a super patriotic time because of the World War, right?
Right.
But that doesn't make any sense today in 2017. Like I said, I don't know what I'm talking about, but we do have somebody who does. Clark Mallory is on the line. He is from Fox News.
And it's ringing.
And it is ringing, which is not what I expected at all.
Okay.
Hey, Clark. Clark?
Nope, not there.
No Clark. This Fox News program, by the way, that we heard the clip from is from Neil Cavuto and a bunch of his guests, and they all seem to be in lockstep agreement that Wonder Woman is somehow unpatriotic. And they sounded pretty outraged.
Yeah, that
especially
is.
Especially that last guy, right?
Especially that guy that says
especially him.
I hate it.
So let's see what Clark has to say. We're not having great luck with the phones lately.
No. Mm-mm. They keep dropping for some reason.
And we did pay the bill this time, right? It's not us.
I don't believe so. Let's see if we've got Clark now. Hello, Clark.
Why do you hate America?
Ah, there we go. Mm-hmm. We apologize. Just a technical issue on our end,
I bet,
sir.
It is, yeah. The minute you get the guy on from Fox News, then suddenly, oh, the phones don't work.
I mean,
this American phone system is the worst, isn't it? I wish we had a communist phone system. That would work better.
Didn't say any of that. Just the phone call.
No, we know what you meant, though. It's the underlying MSM message that you're trying to get out, and people are aware now. They're on to you.
I see.
Okay. Look, we invited you to come on the program because we wanted to hear your point of view, sir.
Uh-huh, I bet you did.
Listen, Wonder Woman
isn't American enough. We all know it. Let's face it. Wonder Woman's an American icon, and the current presentation that they're doing now simply is anti-American. There's no two ways around it. First of all, we know the only true Wonder Woman is Ivanka, right? She's Wonder Woman. She's a Wonder Woman.
I see what's happening.
This woman in this movie, and I didn't see it, don't get me wrong, but I think...
you didn't see it?
I'm pretty sure, if I'm not mistaken, she's fighting in World War I, and she's fighting on the side of the Germans, and she actually makes sure that the Kaiser wins.
That's not the opposite of that.
That's not the case
and
at
they
all.
They tell me she works for Amazon.com. She's a globalist. She wants a global internet economy.
She's an Amazonian warrior princess.
Right. She's from Amazon.com.
No. That's different.
And then she works for the Germans. And if I'm not mistaken, I didn't see the movie. Don't get me wrong.
Well, then you should stop.
I believe she says, oh, America.
That didn't happen.
She does a big raspberry.
No, you're getting all of your facts wrong. None of what you're saying is true, Clark.
But it used to be Wonder Woman who had star-spangled shorts on, and she would fight for the United States of America in the American way. And Superman was the same way. And this new Superman as well, first of all, a Brit, all right? Superman being played by a British guy.
Okay.
And second of all, and I didn't see the movie, don't get me wrong, but I believe that he says... Oh, Bernie Sanders is the best, and he flies him around on his back.
That never happened.
Everybody all free money. Oh, let's all go to free college.
None of that is true.
Then there's Ant-Man. This Ant-Man apparently is a man who used to be an uncle. Now he's an aunt because he's transgender.
No.
I didn't see the film. Don't get me wrong, but I believe you're way off. Saying, "Oh, that's would you let him use whatever bathroom he wants?"
No,
no, oh, it's got nothing to do with that.
It's
down to the size
man?
Of an aunt.
Oh, down with the patriarchy. and even Captain America. Captain America. The America is in the name.
You have to love him.
And if I'm not mistaken, I didn't see the movies. Don't get me wrong, but. He's now a gay black man, and I just think that's unacceptable, really,
just,
on every level.
You have
It'd be
all
fine
your facts
if he were,
wrong.
But none of that is true.
Well,
what's happening,
Mr. Mallory?
Oh, I'm choking on my own outrage.
Hey!
Perfect. Perfect. 106.7 KROQ. I'm not sure I'd be taking a bow, but all right. It's the Kevin and Bean Show at 6:36.
I mentioned a few minutes ago that we were going to be talking about this video from the water park in Jamaica about the guy who slides off of a slide across the water and...
on his butt.
Everyone's seen the video, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Big controversy over the past few days about whether this was some sort of Hollywood trickery or whether the guy could really do it. Well, I have to say, upon investigation and ahead of the conversation that we were ready to have, TMZ was able to find the guy. That was one of the mysterious parts about this video, is it was just somebody shot it at this resort pool, but nobody knew who the guy was. TMZ found the guy. He's a 21-year-old lifeguard there at the Pirates Island Water Park in Jamaica. And he, well... everything I'm reading that this guy's saying indicates to me that it's 100% real now,
right? Yeah, agreed.
No
practice for 2 years, yeah.
Yeah, practice it for 2 years, because a lot of people are like, come on, that looks awfully fishy for somebody to be able to do that. It makes a lot of sense if you have to practice it for 2 years before finally sticking the landing. He says you get a big push at the top of the slide for maximum speed, cross your legs, sit upright before shooting out of the tube. And a lot of people are saying, well, what's going on with the shirt? What was the controversy on the shirt, Allie, that people were saying didn't seem right?
It looked like his shirt was down. Then as soon as he got up out of the water, he had to pull it over his head.
He's so, putting it back on.
And it's
on.
Right when a woman walked in front of the camera. So that just looked odd.
So people thought there was some sort of a jump edit there. Hey, he didn't have a shirt. He had a shirt off here and on there. Well, he says there's no tricky business there. That's how he does the slide. He pulls it up to his chin to hold it there, and then that's when he puts it back on when he gets off the thing. So he does, this video, it's amazing. And he says several of the lifeguards can do it, and it's now a tourist attraction. People now go to the pool to watch people do this move in person. So congratulations for those who had money down on it being fake. It looks like, and I'm convinced that it is, in fact, real. You can see the story in the video at TMZ.com.
So you're congratulating them for losing a bet?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I am.
Just making sure.
I think it was 2 days ago I came in after getting a ticket. Was it yesterday or 2 days ago?
2 days ago.
2 days ago. I got a ticket on my way in. And I don't have a great driving record. I get a lot of tickets, and then all of a sudden I have to play by the rules until they all fall off.
Okay.
And then I feel like, okay, now, until I get a ticket, I can go back to my normal way of driving even better.
Yeah, you've got a clean slate.
Right. So I've got a clean slate, and it's no big deal. So I was running a little bit late, and the traffic was going really slow for no reason. And I looked around. There was no cop to be found.
Mm-hmm.
And I pulled into the carpool lane, and he turned on his light immediately. It was a motorcycle cop. I wasn't even in the carpool lane completely. I was three quarters in and going in. But he turned on his light immediately. I was like, that guy has some kind of cloaking device. I don't know how I didn't see him. Because when you drive in, if you see a motorcycle, this is just what I've learned, about 50% of the time between 5 and 5:30 a.m., it's a highway patrolman.
Okay.
It just works out that I always check every time a motorcycle, I look at them, and about half the time it's a cop. So he pulled me over and asked for my license. And he said, why were you going in the carpool lane? And I thought, you know, he must get a lot of people who try to lie to him and give him excuses and stuff. So I'm just going to be honest and see if he'll appreciate that and let me off.
Sure.
So I said, the cars are going really slowly. That was my answer.
Now, did you say it like that in a funny way? Like you made it obvious that you were clowning?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. He was having none of it. He was, right. I don't know if he was at the end of his shift or whatever, but he doesn't find that funny, but he did not find that funny.
All right.
Okay.
And he walked back to his motorcycle and wrote a ticket and gave it to me. So then you guys all yelled at me for being an idiot, and all was good. So then we meet Tuesday after the show, and we're talking about it. And I get a text from my wife saying, you got a letter from, I can't remember if it's the DMV or the Department of Transportation or something, which is never good news.
No.
I went home that day, and it was another ticket from another day that I don't even remember being on. It was an express lane ticket.
What?
I was using an express lane when I wasn't supposed to.
This is a camera ticket?
Yes.
Oh, Kevin.
On the same day, I got two tickets for two different infractions.
Oh, no.
Kevin, God damn it.
I mean, who's done that?
You.
How
much is that second?
I mean, right?
Now, we were told when you came in Tuesday morning that ticket was a minimum of $481,
yes.
Remember?
Yes.
And could be even more. What about this express lane ticket?
This one wasn't as much. By the way, I don't live any place where there's an express lane, so I sort of thought it was like a toll road where I would have to pay at the end of it or something. Like, I didn't know how it worked, but I don't drive in express lanes usually.
Uh-huh. Right.
But everybody was going slow, so I went in the express lane, and there's a picture of my car. Sure
and
enough, and my big giant head driving my car like a dumbass.
Which road was it? Which highway?
710, I want to say. I don't even remember being there, but it was clearly me.
Oh, no.
So I got
what
a ticket.
What are the chances?
What are the chances?
Two tickets from two different days.
So
within
how
5 hours,
how
I
are
don't
you?
Like it.
You're the only guy I know who keeps track of his tickets and his points on his license in his mind. So are you going to have to be a good boy now?
Yes.
For some time?
Now I have to follow all the rules.
Oh, that's gonna suck.
Right?
Sorry, Kevin.
I mean, come on. I didn't know, but I'm just saying California slapped me down 2 days ago. And now I have to play by all the rules.
I'm very curious as to how much that second ticket is.
I think
is
the
going
second one wasn't as much.
All right, here's what Matt says. Okay. He's texting in. By the way, you can always reach the show at 1-800-520-1067. Call or text. He says the toll ticket isn't that bad. The first offense is only as much as the toll. So in other words, if it was $10 to ride, to go on that freeway in a first offense, that's only $10. The second offense is where they start adding it up and make it steeper. And he also adds, P.S., quitters never give up.
It's only $10?
Well, no, whatever the toll is. I'm saying whatever the toll is.
I really only have one ticket then.
According to Matt, the first offense, if you get on express lane, is only as much as the toll. So I have no idea what that toll was, but I can't imagine it's that much, right?
Right.
And I feel like that's a different ticket. It's not speeding. It's not carpooling. It's not any of that.
So does that
count against you?
No, I guess not.
Well, don't guess not.
So I'm all
not.
Good.
No, that's
I'm
not
all
what
good.
We're...
I can drive back to normal.
Fine.
Right? Who's with me? 106.
Is that your favorite part at the end there?
Oh, I love that. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, LANOC's alternative rock. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 6:53.
From Crazy in the 949, this is for you, Kevin. Per California Vehicle Code 21655, this is not classified as a moving violation.
Right?
What you got in the mail on the toll road, therefore does not count as a point on your driving record. Drive as you were, sir, says Crazy.
Thank you, Crazy.
Yep. Who I take advice from a guy named advice. Crazy.
Take advice
How
from
perfect
Crazy.
For Kevin.
This is bad news. I think the best thing that would have happened is if Kevin didn't know that. And if Kevin thought, now I got to drive okay.
So you didn't pay the toll and use the toll road?
No, it was an express lane, and I didn't know the difference. I thought there would be a toll booth at the end of it, because I don't drive anywhere with an express lane.
I get that, by the way. That makes total sense.
Right. I never drive on an express. There's no express
lane. But everyone knows how it works. You get one of those boxes. I mean, if you live in California, you know about the express lanes.
I've lived in the same place for 28 years, and I've never driven on an express lane that I know of.
Right, but I haven't either, but I know how it works.
I didn't. I just figured I would pay the toll. Then when I got to the end, I was like, this is awesome. There's no toll. But it doesn't go on my record. And Chip says that makes both tickets cancel out, so I'm good.
No.
That's what Chip told me.
No.
I believe her.
She's right, absolutely.
No.
Okay. Don't pay anything. Don't do anything. Just
right.
You're good.
All
just,
right.
Just let it ride.
I'm excited. Thank you, everybody.
We're all excited. Oh,
thanks, Crazy.
Next half hour on the Kevin and Bean Show, one of our favorites, the current UFC light heavyweight champion of the world, Daniel Cormier, in studio with us talking about UFC 214. Tickets are going on sale tomorrow for that event through Ticketmaster. We'll talk with Daniel coming up. First, Ralph's got the showbiz beat on a Thursday.
Kevin should be in prison, though, right? We all agree on
what?
That.
Yeah,
he
probably.
Should be in prison. Okay.
Yeah. Why should I be in prison?
Just on general principles. You've done enough.
You've
earned your time.
I skirt the law, though, Ralph.
Skirt it.
I don't really break it. I'm around the edges.
No,
right around the edges. I tiptoe on the edges.
And you break it a ton. Maybe they're little laws, but you break a ton of little laws. I think it all adds up to some serious time.
Guilty.
Right?
I'm probably the best driver in California.
Think how much safer we would all be,
and
Kevin would be, if he was in prison. Because in prison, they tell you exactly what to do every minute of the day.
Very.
When to eat, where to go, where to sleep, where to walk.
Yeah.
I don't feel like for Kevin. Someone just pulling the strings on Pinocchio.
I don't feel like I would flourish in prison.
I think you'd become king of the yard.
I think you'd be,
head
he
of
has his own gang.
Head of the cell block. Bunch of bleach blonde.
Oh, wow.
Doofuses.
How dare you?
That's the name of the gang, by the way.
It is.
Bleach blonde doofus.
But by the way, in prison...
Orle, don't mess with the doofuses, man! Fuck you!
You never have to worry about losing a key card
right,
or
Kevin,
a wedding ring.
They control the keys for you, your jewelry, your wallet, your money. Everything's held for you in a plastic bag.
I feel like everything's going fine.
I think you'd do really well in prison. I think you need that kind of structure.
Ralph thinks you would flourish in prison.
He does.
Leader of the doofuses.
You hear he got shanked in a shower by a doofus.
Hey, let me give you something because you're great. Baby, Driver.
Yay!
Cannot wait for this new film written and directed by one of my favorites, Edgar Wright. Great cast, too. Ansel Elgort, Kevin Spacey, Lily James, John Hamm, Jamie Foxx. Oh, boy, this looks like fun. We got passes to give away to the red carpet world premiere of Baby Driver happening at the Ace Theater downtown in Los Angeles there at the Ace Hotel. June 14th is the date. It's in theaters everywhere on the 28th, but you will see it at the red carpet premiere, you lucky bastards. But I'm not going to just give these away. You got to earn them. You got to go. You got to be an Edgar Wright fan to get these passes to the red carpet premiere. So I'm going to ask you a trivia question. If you've got the correct answer and you call in at 1-800-520-1067, first five callers through with the correct answer will be given passes to the red carpet premiere of Baby Driver. Here's your Edgar Wright trivia question. If you know his work, think about it. Hot Fuzz, World's End, Shaun of the Dead. These are all films that mix genres. Hot Fuzz is a cop movie mixed with comedy. Mm-hmm. Shaun of the Dead, zombie movie mixed with comedy. World's End, alien movie mixed with comedy. He loves mixing genres and comedy. And all of this stems from his love for one particular classic American film, which he said changed his life early on. It was a mixture of comedy and the horror genre. They said when he watched it, it changed his life forever.
Red Dawn.
What was the name of that film? It's not Red Dawn.
Oh.
Name the horror comedy that changed Edgar Wright's life forever.
Pink Fruit.
Mouth.
Nope.
1-800 Sundays in May.
No, just not it either.
8 minutes from death.
No. 1-800-520.
Pigs feet don't lie.
Nope. 1-800-520-1067.
Bubbles for Algernon.
I forgot that.
I forgot about Bubbles for Algernon. That changed my life. I heard you guys talking to that Fox guy about Wonder Woman.
Yeah, ooh, he was way off on all
like
his
like he
stats.
Was a little confused about
well, he didn't see the movies, in his defense.
The character and the film.
People who don't see a movie and then give their opinion.
Yeah.
Right?
Or TV show.
What,
yeah.
What use do we have for that?
Right, Bean?
Sure.
Wonder Woman, as you know, was banned in Lebanon because its star is an Israeli. Gal Gadot is an Israeli, and Lebanon said, no, can't have that movie here, even though the film has nothing to do with Israel and the character is not Israeli. And just because she was born there, they can't show that film.
Well, she was also in the military during a conflict with Palestine, so they consider her an enemy agent, basically.
Well everybody has to do time in the right. military in Israel. It's not like she really signed up and said, oh, I hate those Lebanese.
Exactly.
It also was pulled from Tunisia.
Why Tunisia?
Last night.
Same reason?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Algeria has also pulled it, all because Gal Gadot is Israeli. So, a lot of acceptance and love there in the Middle East.
Wow.
Goes against everything we've heard. Apparently, they're very accepting and open-minded.
Sure.
Who could have known? Patty Jenkins is talking about a sequel, as you can imagine. On the heels of the film's $103 million opening weekend, it's no surprise they're talking about a sequel. The story will take place with Wonder Woman coming to the U.S., she said. Of course, the first film was set in World War I era Europe, so Wonder Woman will come to America in the second film. Here's the rub, though. Here's the catch. Here's the hook. Here's the fly in the ointment. Patty Jenkins short-sightedly signed by Warner Brothers for just one Wonder Woman film.
What? Payday!
Right?
Oh, she's going to get paid.
They're going to back a truck up to her house.
Don't they always sort of make them take a deal?
Yes, but not with women.
Not
Kevin.
With women, though. This could have been a flop, and it should have been. She's got a ooh-ah.
Women can do things that are successful. We don't want to insure ourselves by keeping her under contract.
No way.
She's a woman, and she's likely to fail because of all her womanness.
All those emotions. They're too emotional.
So let's make sure we don't have a long-term deal with a woman so we don't get burned.
Well, they're going to get burned now.
All of her womanity.
All her womanity.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, the womanity. Remember that when the Hindenburg crashed?
Mm-hmm. Is that what they said?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Probably a woman pilot on that Hindenburg,
that's
too,
why.
By the way.
You can't trust them, and they don't do good work. Yeah, she's going to get rich.
Good for her.
Let's see.
Or
what happened?
DC will go, nah, let's give it to a dude.
Oh, how dare you.
Let's hire some guy to film
let's
the sequel.
Get Zack Snyder to come and just poop all over the franchise.
Oh, man.
I will burn the mother down if they don't bring her back to direct.
Yeah.
Of course, yeah.
So brilliant.
We have an answer to my trivia question. I think Daniel from Long Beach might have the right answer. Daniel?
Hey.
Name the horror comedy film that changed Edgar Wright's life forever when he saw it.
That'd be An American Werewolf in London.
American Werewolf in London, you're right. And if you think about that film, it's very similar in tone to what he's done with the Cornetto trilogy. You're absolutely right there, Daniel. Hold on, we're going to give you all the details. You are going to the premiere of Baby Daddy.
Thanks, guys.
All right, thank you. Also, thanks to Kenny and Matthew. They'll also have the correct answer. We only had 3 correct winners?
So far, I think they're still
screening calls.
Apparently, that was a tough question for a lot of people.
Well, good. It's a tough ticket. It's a red carpet premiere ticket.
Right? Worth it.
Throw stuff around here all willy-nilly.
Right?
We're for real, yo. Keep it 100. Right, Kevin?
Right.
Never heard that before.
That's what I always say.
Is that a thing? Who says that? Such words, silliness. I'm going to go drive in a pay lane.
You're going to know all the slang when you're in prison, though, Kevin.
That's right. You're going to learn all the lingo. Today's celebrity birthdays: Jerry Stiller, Keenan Ivory Wayans, Juliana Margulies, Kanye West, and Maria Menounos all celebrate birthdays. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show at 9 minutes after 7 o'clock.
Not going to lie, I still have that Atari's album. I still listen to it sometimes.
All right, good update.
I like it.
Hey, Thursday mornings mean Dr. Drew, also Jim Rome on the program today, and our friend DC Daniel Cormier, current UFC light heavyweight champion of the world, joins us in studio in just a few minutes. First, though, I'm the only one of us watching Silicon Valley. I'm all alone on Silicon Valley.
I'm recording it, but I'm a couple episodes behind.
It's the show that's on right after Veep, and they had a plot line that seemed so crazy earlier this year. One of the big super rich guys on the show hired a blood boy, and what that person was a young, fit, healthy guy that comes in, and they do a blood transfusion where he takes this kid's blood and puts it in his body because he thinks it'll make him age more slowly. It'll reverse the effects of age.
This is called life extension science.
Yes. Apparently, they didn't make that up for Silicon Valley, you guys.
This is real.
It is a thing that is happening. You pay $8,000 to have someone who's healthy and screened, who's under 25 years old, and you guys get together in a room and you get his blood put in your body.
And it started this mainly with rats, right? And then they did a couple human trials. It's something called parabiosis.
Mm-hmm.
And it basically is the young blood is going to reverse the symptoms of aging.
And how's that going?
I'm going to say more human trials before I'm just taking Johnny's blood from next door. That's insane.
I don't understand the science enough to understand how that would even work. Like, no. I don't even know how that could improve your organs or whatever it's supposed to do. But we asked Dave if there's any way he could get somebody on the line that we could find out about this new thing. And apparently Eric Convoy is on the phone. He is from Blood Company. That is the name of the company who has also been doing this for some time now. Right, Mr. Convoy?
It's Blood Co. How you doing? Blood Co.
Blood Co.
You're talking to Blood Co. Not Blood Company. That doesn't sound catchy. But Blood Co.
Blood Co.
Hi.
Okay.
Welcome to Blood Co. Can I hook you up with a pint?
I don't think we're at that point yet,
hey,
but maybe...
you want some young blood?
Right, but maybe you could tell us a little bit more about it.
Oh, sure.
Okay.
You give us $10,000, we give you blood.
Right.
It's Blood Co.
Right. But you use blood from people under 25 as well?
Yeah, only.
Okay.
Only.
All right.
Younger the better.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Whatever we can find.
Okay. And then what does it do for the older people that get the blood?
Oh, it makes you younger.
Does it?
Happier. Makes you smell better. Your breath is fresher. Your eyes have a glisten. Your hair, your coat gets shiny.
What?
You can run like you couldn't run before. You can jump.
Huh.
You can tap dance.
What?
Hold on a second.
What's happening?
Just shut up. Just
what's?
Nothing. It's one of our donators.
She's yelling, help.
One of our young... No, she's yelling, kelp. Kelp. All our kids eat young, good food.
Oh,
really?
Kelp.
Because it sounded like help, and she was screaming.
Kelp. We're giving her kelp salad.
Is she donating, or are you...
She's donating.
Okay.
These are our kids that donate.
I see.
Then we take them off the street, and then they can donate.
You said you take them off the street.
Wherever.
But I mean, it sounds like...
I
feel like it should be voluntary.
It is.
Okay.
We find them on the street, and go, hey... Look, what's in the back of this van? And the next thing you know, they volunteer to give blood.
That doesn't sound voluntary.
Whether it's the street, an arcade, a playground, you name it, they're giving blood.
Huh. Why is it so much? Why is it $10,000 for a couple of pints of blood?
You tried to pull blood out of a kid that's fighting?
No. No. But wait, you just said he's...
Yeah, enjoy that. Okay, hey, Uncle Blood's on the phone, okay?
Uncle Blood?
Yeah, it's my nickname around here. Uncle Blood.
So you're just grabbing people and throwing them into the back of a van
what
and sticking a needle in them.
What's wrong with you? That's disgusting. That's illegal.
That's what you said.
Immoral.
That's what you said.
These kids donate. They donate.
Oh, it's voluntary.
Say, hey, look at this $20 bill. Did you drop this? And they go, oh, I don't know. And then a black bag's over their head and they're donating.
Okay, but black bag does not equal donate.
They donate.
Another one. Another boy.
Oh, you donated. Oh, that's nice of you to give. Oh, look how much she can barely contain her joy. Do you hear the joy?
It doesn't, sound like joy.
We're
it sounds
happy
like
to be helping older rich people here at Bloodco. For $10,000, we give you the fresh young blood you need, and it makes all the difference or no difference. We don't really know. We don't know the science. Look, we're not scientists. We're blood providers.
But shouldn't you be a scientist to know if this works or not?
Why is it my job to know whether it
because
works or
not? Because you're charging $10,000.
And then you get the blood. After what happens when the blood leaves the building, it's not my job, really.
Okay. Hmm.
Check with your doctor and find out how much it changes or hurts you. I don't know. It doesn't really matter. But look, kids, the reason I'm on today is to get the message out to
the
kids.
To the kids.
Kids, come down. Come down to Bloodco and give blood for old rich people. Because... Look, you don't need all you have. You have so much. You have youth and attractiveness and vitality. They're old, and all they have is money. So give give till it hurts. Give till you're dead.
Well, I'm sorry, what?
No, not dead, but woozy. Give till you're woozy here at Bloodco. And always remember our jingle.
B-L-O-D, blood from kids. B-L-O-D, blood from kids. B-L-O-D, blood from kids. Get your young blood today.
That's right.
That's beautiful.
I am Daniel Cormier, the UFC light heavyweight champion.
Cormier just tagged Silva with the right hand. Down goes Silva. And Cormier has done it. He has just defeated Bigfoot.
He might have it here.
DC looking for the submission.
His own glove for the finish. That's it.
It is all over. Daniel Cormier, winner by submission. He defeats Dan Henderson.
He went out.
Total domination.
He choked Dan out.
And look at this. Daniel locking up at Kimura. This could be it. He's going to tap.
It is all over. Daniel Cormier. It's the new UFC light heavyweight champion.
John Jones, get your together. I'm waiting for you.
Because you know I'm all about that cake and chicken.
I think I was like 5 or 6 years old, and I was wondering, I wonder if Daniel will ever fight Bones again. And apparently it is happening, you guys. Saturday, July 29th at Honda Center for UFC 214. Always a pleasure to welcome our friend DC back to the Kevin DeBee Show at J-Rock. How are you, Daniel?
I'm great, man. Thank you guys for having me. Always enjoy being here. That was a pretty good intro. I enjoyed that. I don't like my voice, though. Wow, I don't like hearing your own voice.
A lot of people don't like their voice. Yeah.
Not your voice, our own.
We have musicians.
Yeah. A lot of people don't like your voice. You just insulted me.
No,
there you go, Daniel.
Our own voices.
No, we have musicians that come in and won't listen to their music.
Really?
Yeah. Take the headphones off.
Sort of odd, but a lot of people have that reaction to their own voice.
Hmm. So let's just get it out there first and foremost. This show is pretty much your good luck charm, I would say, right, DC? I mean,
every time.
When you come on, you win.
Every single time. Buffalo, it was sketchy because I didn't come. You know, I was like, oh, man.
No, right?
Am I
going
to be able to do this? But we got on the phone, so lucky. We're lucky.
How are you feeling? By the way, tickets go on sale tomorrow at 10 a.m. through Ticketmaster for UFC 214. Yes, you heard me right. It is in Southern California at the Honda Center, July 29th. How are you feeling this far out? My guess is you're just walking around on pins and needles hoping that other shoe doesn't drop, right?
You know,
something doesn't cancel this one, too.
Man, you know, I hope that we don't have to deal with that again. You know, we've done this. This is the fifth time that John and I have been scheduled to fight.
The fifth time?
Oh, this is the fifth time that we've been scheduled to fight. So
recap for us. What's canceled each one?
UFC 178 Okay. John had a knee injury.
Okay.
UFC 182, we fought. He beat me.
Okay.
UFC 197, I had a leg injury. And then UFC 200, he tested positive for steroids. And then now this is our fifth one.
And that was 2 days before the fight.
Wednesday before the fight, they called me and told me John had failed his drug tests.
When will your butt unclench for this fight?
When the door closes.
The door closes.
When the door closes, because you just never know. I mean, and these are situations that don't arise. Like, these are things that doesn't, they don't happen. You don't get a fight canceled 2 days before very rarely, you know? So, especially one that's that high profile. UFC 200, main event, you know? It was crazy.
You guys have been talking smack for about 5 years.
It's too much. I swear, it's like, dude, it's like it's been going on forever. And I know that when John beat me in January of 2015, I was going to fight Ryan Bader in June. And then at the end of the year, we were going to fight again. So it was like, I wasn't going to have to go long to get another rematch. Mm-hmm. I was going to win a fight and then fight him again. So we could be done with our trilogy at this point. Because I would have beaten him and then, you know, beaten him again the third time. But we're still 2.5 years later, and we haven't fought again.
That's insane. Right.
And Bader interrupting news conferences.
Yeah, what was he doing? He just got verbally abused, too. He's gone now. It's like, we abused him so much, he left.
Gone.
Bye, Ryan.
DC, let me ask you about the smack talk that mm-hmm. Kevin brought up, because sometimes it's personal, and it's animosity, and it's two guys who really, really dislike each other intensely. And sometimes it's mutual respect, and it's
sell
just
the fight.
Part of the game. Sell the fight, exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Where are you guys? Where are you and John?
Me and John?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Hate?
It's two guys that actually hate each other.
Really?
We keep getting into fights everywhere we go, man. We got into.
Well, keep screaming at him that he's a junkie.
Well, I mean, hey. The top of his desk is blue. And if I look at the desk, I'm going to say, hey, that's a blue desk.
No, and he keeps screaming that you're not the real champ because you didn't beat him and that your belt is fake.
He says stuff like that, you know, and he says anything. You know, John comes with some lines that he has written. You know, he came in Dallas and he goes, we sat down next to each other and immediately I looked to my left because, you know, at the press conference, we were kind of separated.
Right.
Initially, we were the two people right next to the guy that ran the conference stood.
But then they learned their lesson quickly.
Yeah, well, that's because not good planning.
Well, because nobody was back there. So when I sat there, I look at John, and he's just kind of looking at me, and he goes, "You're funny." And I go, "What's funny?" And he goes, "The fact that you think you can actually beat me." I go, I don't think I'm going to beat you." I said, "I know I'm going to beat you." And then he goes into his whole little written thing, you know, how are you going to tell your kids that you didn't beat John? I said, the moment he goes, your kids, I go, you don't get to mention my kids. Bottle to the face. Smack them right in the face with a water bottle. You don't get to mention my children. Shut your face up. What's wrong with you? So then we try to charge each other and fight.
Right.
But then security got in the way. And then we were kind of yelling back and forth. And I got close enough again. Second bottle to the face. He's all, "You threw a bottle, bro. You threw a bottle, bro." I'm like, "Yeah. If I had anything harder, I would have smacked you in the face with a monster can." He's an idiot.
You like it that they hold you guys back, though. I mean, you count on them getting in between.
No.
You don't want to fight at a press event.
Well,
you don't.
I feel like history has shown anywhere.
History has shown that we will fight at a press event. We did it in Vegas the first time, so we don't mind fighting at
You're
a press
cool
event.
You're cool with that.
No, I don't mind. I mean, look, John and I have done so many interviews, and at Fox Sports, I'm on the top floor, he's in the studio. We come to your guys' show, he comes at one time, I come at the next time. They know we cannot
they
be around each
other. Even on our show, they separated you guys by an hour or two.
Every time.
Yep.
They just have to make sure we don't come into contact with each other.
It's crazy.
It's you crazy, but it's awesome.
It is awesome.
Yeah, because you know this one's real.
Right.
The other one, I'm like, save it. We're going to really get in the ring and get at each other. F you.
Don't try to trick me.
Yeah.
You know, some of these guys, it's not. Look, anybody that says anything to me, I have a genuine dislike for them.
Mm-hmm.
I do. Like, I'm like, okay, I don't want to hear your shit, you know, whatever.
Right.
But it's like, with this guy, it's different. This guy needs a butt
whipping. It's personal.
All right, let me press pause right now. We're talking about the main event, UFC 214, Cormier versus Jones 2, Saturday, July 29th at the Honda Center. By the way, obviously live on pay-per-view that night, but why not be there in person? Get your tickets through Ticketmaster when they go on sale tomorrow. More with the champ when we return right after this on K-Rock. UFC light heavyweight champion of the world, Daniel DC Cormier back in studio with us here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Always a thrill to catch up with our friend DC. UFC 214 is going to be July 29th. The Honda Center tickets go on sale tomorrow at 10 through Ticketmaster. All right. We tried hard not to have conversation with DC during the break.
Because we have so many questions.
Because we have so many questions. You said something fascinating, though, Daniel, that I want you to expand upon about. Mm-hmm. There was a time where you felt bad for Jones, and now you don't care what happens to him.
No, it was almost like before I was playing the moral police. You know, I was like, why is this kid trying to throw everything away? He has everything at his fingertips. And it upset me because I was like, man, so many people would actually die to be in this position.
Right.
But to me now, it's like, what do I care? What do I care if he throws everything away? You know, I don't care.
You also can't help him.
I can't.
You know what I mean?
I don't want to help him.
Right.
You know?
No, I understand, but I'm saying even from the beginning, you can't.
Yeah, I couldn't help him.
Yeah.
What am I going to do? Be a father figure to John Jones? Walk up as the big brother and go, hey, you shouldn't do this.
Right.
You should lay off the partying. You know, you shouldn't chase women. You know, what's it matter? And I think the moment I let go of those emotions in that sense, it allowed me to be more free. Free in my training, free in my preparation for him again.
With all of the success that you've had for such a long time, how have you resisted the temptation to slack off, to get involved with people you shouldn't get involved with, to do drugs? How have you stayed away from all of that, Dan?
I'll be honest with you, man. Nobody is without fault, like has done something.
Right.
I've done things. You know, I got married a couple weeks ago. It's my second marriage. You know, I wasn't right in my first marriage. I'm not a guy that didn't do anything wrong prior. I've had issues, you know, obviously in sports and the Olympics and stuff. But I try to learn from the mistakes that I've made. I'm going to be better to Selena than I was to Robin in my first marriage. So you learn from the mistakes. I experienced at 36, too. You know,
that's true, yeah.
John was 23 years old when he became the champion. So you got to imagine you're one of the baddest men on the planet. You have all this money. People look up to you, and especially in Vegas, everything's just like, here, take it.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then you start getting what Dana calls mailbox money, money that you don't work for. It just kind of shows up in the mailbox. Mm-hmm. And John got a lot of it. So when I became the champ, I told the boss last year, I go, 2 years ago, hey, I can kind of sympathize with him a little bit more now. He goes, why? I go, because I see it. But I see it as a 36-year-old man and not a 23-year-old kid.
How would you have done as a 23-year-old kid? With this kind of fame.
Man, when I think back to me at 23, I don't know. I don't know if I could have handled it, if I'm being honest. I mean, but at 23 is when I was about to get married for the first time.
Right.
So I was a little different. You know, I had just finished college at Oklahoma State. And in Oklahoma, it's about you buy a house, you get married, you start to have children, and you're fine. You know, you don't need all the money and all the access. So I don't know. I don't know if I could have handled it, though. I mean, I got divorced because I was on the Olympic team running around doing stuff that I shouldn't have been doing. You know? So we all make mistakes.
It's weird to hear a guy say that I was a bad husband the first time.
It's the truth.
That's a level of honesty that you don't normally get.
Of course, it's the truth. You know, I wasn't good to a good person. You know, I had no, me, you know, Robin and I had no kids, and we could never understand why. And now she's about to get married again. I've got two children, and she has a kid. So it was like we just were not meant to be together and have that family.
Mm-hmm.
So she got everything she wanted, and now I have everything I want. So it worked out. But
That's the truth.
I wasn't good in that marriage.
So the anti-doping rules have changed in the last couple of years.
Oh, my goodness. They're a godsend. Trust me, they're a godsend.
Really? Okay. So you know you're getting a clean fighter against you in the octagon next month, right?
I do.
Okay.
If you watch anything, you know that John has gotten a lot of criticism lately for people saying that he's done some illegal stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, Gustafson just this week, right?
Gustafson just said it. I've said it time and time again.
Right.
It's hard to believe that a guy that would do some of the other things would not be willing to do things to help him. So I believe that we're going to see a clean guy in Anaheim, and I believe because of that, we'll see a different guy in Anaheim.
Are you going to see a good fighter after not being in the ring for that long?
He'll still be phenomenal.
He'll still be phenomenal.
He will still be, because he's a good fighter.
Yeah.
He's a great fighter.
Is he more of a natural fighter than you are?
Does
it come to him easier?
I don't think he's necessarily more of a natural fighter. I mean, as a kid, I didn't like to fight. You know, so it was something learned. But I believe that physically he has some attributes and some things to him that allow him to be more free in fighting. The height, the long arms.
Right.
He's got arms like Kevin Durant.
Yeah, yep. That dude's a specimen.
Yeah,
he's
6'4".
And you don't.
I'm a brother. My reach is as long as Cody Garbrandt. The dude fights at 135. John's got arms like Kevin Durant. You know, so he's got some physical ability and some physical attributes that a lot of guys just don't
have.
And
how do you avoid getting tagged by those long arms while you're going in? You're going to have to get close enough to him to knock him down.
So getting hit is not the problem. I mean, that's not the problem.
All right, let me ask you a question right there. We talked to Oscar De La Hoya, and he said he comes alive when he gets hit the first time in a fight.
Mm-hmm. Well,
do you feel the same way?
The first time John hit me last time, I go, oh, he hits a little bit harder than I thought. Because he always heard he didn't punch hard, you know?
Right.
He hit me and my nose was bleeding. I was like, oh, he hits a little bit harder. But
so that's not you.
No, it sucks. Like it sucks. Okay. But you know you're going to get hit. You're going into a fight.
Right.
So I don't mind getting hit. You know, so I need to get close to him, so I have to do it. I just got to avoid getting kicked in the knees. That's what beat me last time.
Yeah.
It wasn't the punches. The punches, that's fine. It's the kicks in the knees that I need to avoid.
How much harder are the kicks in the knees than we realize? Because they don't look tremendously hard.
But they don't look like they're fun either.
You need to stand next to the octagon.
Stand
next to the octagon and listen to him.
And then you would
hear the crack.
Man, I do the color commentary now.
Yep.
And a lot of times,
and you're
I'm
phenomenal
like,
and you're at it, by the way.
You do a great job at that.
Which is partly why we can't wait for your fighting career to be over, because you won't get hurt anymore, and you'll be so good for the sport being on the microphone.
I hope so, man. A lot of times I'm like, I can't really. It sounds horrible. It's worse being next to the octagon doing the fights than being in there getting kicked.
Is that right? Because at least you've got the adrenaline going.
At least you got the adrenaline.
Yeah.
You don't feel most of the stuff till it's done. Like, right, you'll go home on Sunday and be like, man, my leg. When did I get kicked in my leg there? You know, my rib is really bugging me today. You know, so it's weird.
DC, I'm sure that this that one loss to Jones in January of 2015 has gnawed on you, because it's the only loss you ever had.
Yeah,
right. So I mean, you are going to be you will have climbed the top of the mountain. You will still be the champion, and you will have conquered your greatest foe.
Yes.
What's the point of going on after that as a fighter? Why go? Why keep going?
Bean asked you during the break if you were looking forward
to retirement,
to not fighting.
Well, you know,
you said no.
No, I don't look forward to it. First off, the rush of fighting is something that you can never. Once I'm done with this, I will have nothing more to do athletically, right? So I knew when I left wrestling, I could still do this.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Once I'm done with this, there's nothing else unless.
But what about the rush of not getting hit in the face? What about that rush?
I enjoy that competition, but I believe that retirement sounds too fun. So the moment you allow it to go into your mentality
and become
a reality, you're like, I really don't want to get punched in the face every day by Luke or Kane or all these other guys. You know, I could sit at a desk and do TV, you know, but I don't think about it, man.
Think about it now. Maybe that's a conversation to have after you win.
After the fight, I already know what's going to happen. I know what's going to happen after the fight. I'm going to beat John, and I'm going to be. John was classless last time he beat me.
Yes.
I hope Daniel's downstairs crying so that he knows I beat him. I whipped him. I can't wait till he builds himself up so I can whip him again. This is what he said. Thank you. Right. That's bulletin board material right there. There's no tears in war whenever I was crying after the fight. Love it. I'm going to show some respect and act like I've been there before. And I'm going to go right back to work at getting number three. Because that's all I want. I don't want to fight Volkan Ozdemir, whoever that guy is. Freaking Jimmy Manoa. Get those guys. I want to beat John Jones.
Right.
Go back to work and beat John Jones again, because as competitors, I don't want to be 1-1, and I know he won't want to be 1-1.
That makes sense.
All right. Okay, fair enough. All right, we're out of time.
This fight better happen is all I'm
saying.
Yeah,
seriously.
Better happen.
I don't care if you break a foot, you're fighting, DC.
I'm going to be there. I'm going to be there with my championship belt.
Pick a number between 1 and 100 for me right now, Daniel.
1 and 100.
Yeah,
okay. Let's go number 5.
All right.
Number 5.
The fifth caller.
at 1-800-520-1067 right now on K-Rock. Caller 5, you win a pair of tickets to see our man DC versus Jones on the 29th of July at Honda Center. It's UFC 214. Tickets go on sale tomorrow at 10 through Ticketmaster.
You regretting 5?
Yeah, you guys got to tell me what I'm doing. I would have got like some cool, like a weird number.
No,
you
five,
know,
five.
Like,
five is five. Look, it's caller
number,
right?
63.
His face. I was like,
why did I pick 5?
He was very disappointed.
Damn it.
I'm very disappointed. Caller number 77.
Too late. We already said 5. So call now and win the tickets. Will you come on with us after the fight?
Actually, I'm going to come on before the fight. The Monday before the fight, when I get into Anaheim, I'm going to come down here and do the show.
Love it.
Excellent.
Let's do it.
You
Fair
are our favorite.
Thank you.
We've interviewed a lot of fighters, and a lot of times we don't really sort of care who's going to win, but we love you so much.
You guys are the best.
So
I appreciate it.
So we're in your corner, and we hope you win.
Thank you. Thank you guys so much, Kevin.
We appreciate it. It is 7:52.
Jim Rome on sports, talking NBA Finals, talking Lonzo Ball, talking Colin Kaepernick. A lot of good stuff going on in the world of sports right now.
We'll go Ducks.
Jim, right after the top of the hour. First, Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat on a Thursday. What's going on?
I feel the need.
For speed?
Yeah, way to chime in. Nice energy.
Sorry. Start again.
Nope.
All right.
Top Gun Maverick. I told you about the sequel that's already in the works for Top Gun. Finally, getting the band back together. We got Tom Cruise, Maverick himself, has signed on. And now another member of that legendary cast is looking for work. Maybe you saw it yesterday. The Iceman. The Iceman was on Instagram. Val Kilmer posted a picture of himself wearing a T-shirt of himself as Iceman with the words, "Cool as ice," emblazoned on it, and gave a shout out to Tom Cruise. Well, some would call it a beg, but no, more of a shout out saying he's ready and still got it. He said
he's not included in this,
not as of yet. I think they're still working on the cast, but I thought he could be his wingman anytime. He said it originally.
He sure did.
A man of your word, Tom Cruise. Of course, no one really knows what Val's health is like. So
yeah, that's what I was wondering, is if he's really up for the job.
A cameo, something. You gotta have ice in it.
You would think.
Gotta be in it.
Right?
The sequel to the volleyball scene, at least. The volleyball scene. Do you remember the volleyball? Okay. Back to you.
Yeah, if he's questionable and he's got questionable health issues, I don't know if the volleyball scene, Kevin, may be the way to use him best.
I'm just saying.
Oh, I understand you're saying.
Right.
But what I'm saying is, fix your goddamn life. Right?
Me or him.
Whoever. Somebody.
Both.
And Goose is going to be in it, right? He's got to be in it.
Absolutely. He comes
Bean's
back.
Bean's looking forward to Goose returning to the sequel.
But as a ghost.
You didn't think that.
Oh, now you're spinning it with the ghost angle,
no,
are you?
I'm suggesting that that's the way they could go with it.
Yeah.
Mm. Look, I don't know anything about Top Gun.
How could you not have seen it?
Why do you ask Bean questions like
it's
that?
Because it was there. No,
okay. I'm not
hottest,
saying I didn't see
no
it,
hotter movie, bigger phenomenon at the movies that summer than Top Gun.
Right, but it doesn't mean I committed every scene and every character and every line of dialogue to memory.
You didn't see it.
I said I may have seen it at the time when it was new, but that doesn't mean I remember it anymore.
So, did you see it?
I don't remember.
Director Comey, did you or did you not see Top Gun when it was in movie theaters?
I'm sorry, that investigation is ongoing. I plead the fifth.
I want you to answer my question.
Right? Liam Gallagher gave his brother Noel the business at that One Love Manchester benefit concert on Sunday.
What a surprise.
They don't get along great.
They never have. They hated each other their whole life.
Liam was there.
Team Noel, by the way.
What's that?
I'm Team Noel, for sure. I think Liam is way worse to Noel than Noel is to Liam.
Plus, Noel writes all the music.
Yeah. He's got that going for him.
Liam was at the concert performing. Right. Noel was not there, and so Liam gave Noel a hard time for not showing up at the concert. Now, Noel claimed he had some family business was going on elsewhere, and he just wasn't in town to be at the Manchester event. But here's the thing that no one's talking about, especially Liam, that Noel's not turning a deaf ear to the pain and suffering of these families in Manchester. It came out in the NME.com website that Noel has donated his royalties from the Oasis song Don't Look Back in Anger to the families of the victims.
Whoa. Wow.
That's a lot of money.
They're getting that money. And he did so when he saw the various vigils in Manchester following the terrorist attack where people were singing that tune as a show of strength because, of course, they are Manchunians as well. So that's something.
Yeah, that's huge.
I think Liam was way off base with his tweets about his brother and how come he didn't get on a plane
really,
and I could.
Kay, really?
You just did a beautiful thing for the people of Manchester and played, and then you sully it with your anger at your brother. Let it go, Liam. But thank God you cut your hair. You look less dorky.
And I'd like to point out that Liam took it as an opportunity to promote his new solo album that's getting ready to come out by one of the three songs he did being his new single.
Yeah, new album coming out was pretty good timing for old Liam, too.
Mm. See?
See?
Right?
This is good.
He's a good dude.
We got a lot of colors. We're getting a lot of colors in this. I like it.
Right?
But the hair, mostly. Thank God he cut it.
Mancunians, by the way, is the greatest name ever, right? The Mancunians?
Is that what they're known as?
Is that what Manchester people
Manchester
are
natives are known as Mancunians.
Manchesterinarians?
I believe I said the thing it was initially.
Okay.
Yes, I don't need
Manchies?
We don't need to take any more votes or no more suggestions. Nope. Mancunians.
Huh.
Patty Jenkins, director of Warner Brothers smash hit movie Wonder Woman, is already talking to the press about the sequel. She would like Wonder Woman to finally come to America. She said regarding the sequel, the story will take place in the U.S., which I think is right. She's Wonder Woman. She's got to come to America. It's time. The current film, of course, is set in World War I era Europe, so you'll be interested to see Wonder Woman taking on bad guys here in the States. Now, they have not said what time period this will take place in. You have to remember, keep in mind, we find out in this film Wonder Woman is hundreds of years old.
Right.
So she could fight Nazis in World War II era. She could fight communists in the 50s. She could fight those damn smelly hippies in the 60s, right? Slap them down with their peace and love BS.
Stupid Woodstock.
Right? Who knows where she'll show up? All we do know is I think Patty Jenkins is going to show up a little bit richer. Turns out Warner Brothers did not sign her up for a multiple film deal when they signed her to direct Wonder Woman.
Good for her, then.
So if they want to have, if they want to try to recapture the magic of the first film, I think she would be a pretty significant element of that. And they're going to have to give her a pretty pricey payday, I would think, to get her back in line. Although it seems like she has such genuine affection for the character and the material that she might be willing to work out a deal with them. Right?
Seems like
it.
She should maybe go for a multiple film deal versus trying to cash in maybe on the next one.
Yeah.
Wouldn't say what happens. I found out yesterday, by the way, that a significant part of that film, Gal Gadot was 5 months pregnant while she was filming.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, that is shocking.
That's very
idea.
Crazy.
They shot the film, and then she went off and to do Justice League, and apparently got pregnant during Justice League, and then had to come back to reshoot some scenes for Wonder Woman, and by that time she was 5 months pregnant. So what she said they did was they got her in the costume, but they cut out a giant diamond in the front of the costume.
Right.
So that her baby belly could stick out, and then they painted that green.
Is that right?
Really?
So when they went back in to do the digital animation, it was like a green screen, and they could put her flat stomach on her pregnant body in post-production.
That's crazy.
We live in a magical time.
We really do.
I wish we could do that in real life.
Paint out women's pregnant bellies?
Not pregnant, just fat.
Just bellies?
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, kind of would be. Today's celebrity birthdays, Jerry Stiller. Probably best known for his work on Seinfeld, but part of a legendary comedy team for many, many years, Stiller and Mira, and dad to Ben Stiller, 90 years old today. Keenan Ivory Wayans, 59 years old. Juliana Margulies is 51. Maria Menounos is 39 years old today. And Kanye West is 40.
Hurry up with my damn croissants.
Can someone get him a birthday croissant, please? I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph Sports, with Jim Rome is next.
Every Thursday morning on the Kevin and Bean Show, just after 8 a.m., we talk with Jim Rome on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Well, it's the best goddamn 3 hours of sports radio anywhere, 9 to noon, West Coast. Jim Rome's Daily Jungle is the podcast. If you miss any or all of it, go to jimrome.com, play.it, or iTunes. How are you, Mr. Rome?
Go Ducks.
Bro, go Ducks indeed.
You just went with a GD bomb? You did not do that.
I didn't mean to offend. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
sorry, sir.
Wow. I'm doing great. How about you guys?
We're doing great as well. And I'm going to tell you something that you are going to get so much delight in because I know how you feel about our producer, Dave, the King of Mexico. You and Sam.
I don't like him very much.
I know you don't.
Same.
Dave.
But at least I don't respect him.
Dave is the only person I know in person who put money down on Cleveland to win the series.
Boy, Sanchez, you're even dumber than I thought.
Yep. you've been saying...
How much money?
It's $25, but I gave him 4-1 odds, so he would have gotten 100, but he pays me 25.
Mm-hmm. Not very bright.
Right?
Not very bright.
Sanchez, what are you doing
every week when we do this segment? Not listening.
Yeah, you got to start listening, Dave. I know, Jim, from speaking to you in the past, that you saw this outcome that we are watching unfold every night on the NBA Finals. You saw this coming a mile away. You never had any doubt that it was Golden State all the way, right?
Never had any doubt, but I will say this. After last night, I thought that for a minute we may have had a series.
Right.
Because that was a catastrophic, soul-snatching loss for the Cavaliers. Golden State ripped out their heart and showed it right to them. They thought they had won that game, Cleveland. They thought they'd pulled it within 2-1. They thought they were right back in it. And instead, they gas out. They go into the tank. They're down 3-0, and they're about to be swept. So I'm here to tell you, they're a good team, the Cavaliers. They've got the best player in the world still in LeBron. They're proud. The last thing they want is to be swept in their own house and have that beatdown take place in front of their fans. But that's exactly what's going to happen because they are dead. D-E-A-D, dead, so dead, you, dead.
So you,
and Sanchez, you're dumb. D-U-M-B, dumb. Come on, Sanchez.
So you think game three was as close as it's ever going to get?
I do. I mean, they took their best shot. They did. Well, the problem is, I mean, LeBron and Kyrie offered up their very best shot. They got no help from anybody else.
Yep.
But they ran a winning race. They did enough to win. They thought they had that game. And then they get outscored 11-0 to end the game, and they couldn't make a shot. Trust me, they banked that one. They thought they had it, and they were feeling good about themselves. And they look up the scoreboard, and they get beat. It was devastating.
Is Kevin Durant even so much better than we knew he was now that we get to watch him all the time?
It's a really good question. Personally, all of a sudden, you hear these people talking about how this is his coming out party. This guy's gone next level with it. He's even better than we thought. Personally, I don't see it that way. This guy is the assassin that he's always been. I mean, if you think that, you haven't really watched the league for the past 10 years. He's just running with a whole different kind of crew right now. So I'm not seeing anything from him that I haven't seen in the past. But he's doing it on a really big stage with a really good set of teammates. So he, to me, is the same guy, but he is cold-blooded.
I got to tell you, it's a beautiful form of basketball to watch the Warriors play, though, because they move the ball so well around the court.
It's just like it's synchronized.
Yeah, it's amazing to watch them.
Yeah, not as good as synchronized swimming, though.
Oh, come on.
That's the most beautiful thing ever.
Swimming is the best.
You're right, though. I've never seen anything like it. I've never seen talent assembled like this on one team, but it's one thing to have all these alphas and all these studs, but they're so selfless and they're so selfish. Nobody's reaching for the stat sheet, and they really don't care who gets the credit or who knocks down that winning shot as long as they win that game. So I've never seen a better team or a more talented team, but most of all, a more selfless and unselfish team.
All right, last question before we move on, and that is, we all know how much LeBron loves to win, needs it, got to get another ring. What does he do? What do the Cavaliers do to answer the Warriors next year?
Find a nice, soft spot to lie down, curl up in the fetal position, and just deal with what's inevitable. I mean, they just don't have enough. I mean, you look at LeBron after the game, and you could see where the guy was frustrated. He kept saying things like, I did everything I could. I left it all out there. I mean, no wonder the guy's pissed. He's not getting any help from anybody other than Kyrie.
Yeah.
And there's not an easy fix. You know, he can put on that GM hat and take a wrecking ball to it at the end of the year. But the way Golden State is constructed right now, they're great, and they're going to be great for a long time. And I'm not sure there's anything anybody can do about that.
How long is KD there?
He's going to take, I believe, less money. Now, he can jam them and try and get the max, but I think he's not going to do that. He'll take less money to make it possible for them to sign other guys that ordinarily might leave. So this thing is going to go on for quite some time. I mean, it's a dynasty before our eyes.
All right. Speaking of a team that was once a dynasty, this Lonzo Ball thing looks like it's going to happen, right, Jim? And could this be the first piece in the puzzle toward getting the Lakers back to greatness?
I think it is going to happen. Now, the one thing, I had Luke Walton, the coach, on Tuesday, and the plan that night was to take Lonzo to dinner. So I asked if LeVar was going to break bread with them.
Right.
And Luke said that was not the plan, but he'd be cool with it if it happened. Now, guys, I've been in this business for a minute or two. I have never asked an NBA coach about the dinner plans for a lottery pick's dad. But here we are. Here we freaking are. Listen, he had a workout, and the workout apparently went pretty well. I think the team is more concerned about his shot and his defense than his old man. But the workout did go well, so I would be shocked if they didn't take him. The only disappointment to me, guys, was that he did not rock his big baller brand kicks during the workout.
Which is odd.
Remember the shoes that cost a half a gur? $500 for a pair of kicks? He did not wear them during the workout.
What does that mean, Maybe he Jim?
Can't, I'll tell you what that means, Al. It means he can't afford them.
Oh, there you go.
$500.
There you go.
That's what that means. Hey, Al, I got something for you.
Nice.
Now, I know you've been known to ask for those once in a while.
Dig it. Thanks.
All right. Let's squeeze in a little off-season NFL action because I've been fascinated with Colin Kaepernick. Is he out of options? The Seahawks passed. A lot of people thought maybe that's where he'd go as Russell Wilson's backup, but they ended up going with Austin Davis, who by all accounts is a terrible Cleveland Browns quarterback who didn't even play last year. That's a real slap in the face to Colin Kaepernick, right?
Dude, you were dropping knowledge. Yeah, that does not look good. Seattle, to me, was the one team that made sense because they had a need. They've got a head coach in Pete Carroll who was raving about Kaepernick. And most of all, they're a really progressive franchise. So if anybody would do it, they should have been the team. And they don't do it. And they bring in a guy named Austin Davis instead, who by any metric is not the player that Kaepernick is. He's just not. And then Carroll chases that by saying, yeah, well, Kaepernick's a starter in this league. Somebody's definitely going to sign him. Doubt that, Pete.
Why Doubt is that. No one going to sign him? He can play, right? Is it just too much distraction?
In a league like that, it's pretty safe to assume that almost anybody can do anything and get away with anything and literally commit almost any crime, but a dude who takes a knee during the national anthem is not going to get another shot. I mean, I think we've seen the last of him. Unless a team has an injury late and they're desperate to bring in a quarterback, I think that could be the last we've seen of him in the NFL.
Even though he stopped taking a knee, even though he stood for the last few games of that season, he's kind of past that. People still think that the hangover of that is not worth the hassle.
Clearly, there's some people that will never forgive him for that. And when I say some people, I mean some owners. There's some owners that want nothing to do with a guy like this. I don't see it this way. Look, I would not have necessarily handled it that way, but I've seen much worse guys do much worse things.
Agreed.
And get many, many more chances. And although I can't say that there's, quote, a blackout or collusion in effect, I mean, clearly teams do not want anything to do with this guy. And I know he can help somebody.
And the 49ers weren't winning, but that wasn't all on Kaepernick, right?
No, that was not all on him. Trust me, when you look at the slugs that are now pulling paychecks in that league, this guy deserves a chance. I mean, hell, Seattle's got another guy, a quarterback named Trevon Boykin, who was arrested twice this offseason.
Yes.
Twice. For cron possession and public intoxication, and he's still on that roster, but they wouldn't sign Kaepernick. And that's the forward-thinking franchise.
Wow.
So this is not a good thing for him.
That does say a lot.
All right, Jim Sanchez.
Jim Rome Show, 9 till noon, jimrome.com. Don't forget the podcast is available. Same website or play.8 and iTunes. A pleasure, Mr. Rome. Thanks for coming on, sir.
Bye, guys. See you next week.
Bye now. Hey, 10 o'clock this morning. When t-shirts go on sale, guys, quitters never give up. Goes on sale today at 10.
I'm not sure why I said that. Because it doesn't make sense. Quitters never give up.
Well,
and being yelled at me immediately, quit, that's all they do. And I was like, yeah, you know what? You're right.
It's not technically accurate.
Right.
But we did think it would make a delightful t-shirt. So for folks who are just hearing about this for the first time, Kevin, what's the deal with these t-shirts? Because we've never really gone on the air before and sold t-shirts. What's happening?
This is a limited edition t-shirt, and we're going to start doing this more and more with stuff that we come up with. Hopefully other people will inspire some shirts as well. but it's 24 hours starting at 10 a.m. They're $19.99 plus tax, and only for 24 hours. So it'll be 10 a.m. this morning to 10 a.m. tomorrow morning, and then they don't go on sale anymore. That's it.
And some of the money is going to your charity.
That's correct. Part of the proceeds goes to friendsandhelpers.org, which is our charity for abused women and children.
And let me tell you again, forgive me if you heard us say this earlier in the week, what's cool about the way we're doing it is at the end of 24 hours, we'll know exactly how many t-shirts we need to make, and boom, they go immediately into production, and then you should get the t-shirt back at your house in like a week or so, right?
Yep.
So very fast turnaround, and it's a funny shirt, too. I think you guys are really going to like it.
Yeah, it has my face on it with a Kevining.
From the face out of the best.
Yeah, it's the best, right?
I think it's going to be a huge success.
I think it's going to be a success as well. I'm buying one. Allie, are you buying one?
Absolutely.
Okay. All right, so krock.com, 10 o'clock this morning to buy your Quitters Never Give Up t-shirt. We talked about this earlier today, and I've been giving it some thought, and I think I still need your help on this, guys, because I can't tell whether they are just advertising for slave labor or if this just is a super fun way for a bunch of people to spend Father's Day weekend. But here's what's going on. Father's Day is coming up in a couple weeks on Sunday, the 18th of June. The day before, this group of roommates in Spokane, Washington, decided that they wanted to have a big outdoor barbecue. Mm-hmm. But none of them, for whatever reason, have a dad. Dads are out of town, or dads are too old, or dads are something. But so they thought, hey, let's hire a dad to, I guess, be the honoree at the Father's Day barbecue.
Now, not one for each kid, right? Just one
just
dad.
Just one dad for the party.
Okay, yeah. For the whole group.
Looking for one dad for the party. And they expect, they're inviting a bunch of friends. They expect there's going to be about 40 people at the party. So here's the ad they put up on Craigslist, that they are looking for a what they call a generic dad. And I don't know, just starting with write that, I don't know that that's a compliment, to be a generic dad.
I feel like it's not.
I feel like honorary dad would have been nicer to say.
Sure, but then you continue on in the ad and you realize why they put that. Mm-hmm.
They are looking for someone to perform some much-needed dad duties for their upcoming backyard barbecue. For instance, grilling hamburgers and hot dogs whilst drinking beer. They seem to be very into their substitute dad drinking a lot of beer throughout the day, which would be a plus for somebody who's applying for the job, I would think.
Sure, but he has to do the barbecuing for Father's Day?
As a matter of fact, yes. They will. However, they will provide all the meat, but the generic dad has to do the actual cooking. You may even have to bring your own grill, although this is subject to change.
That's just insane.
That's my favorite part.
Yeah.
I thought so, too.
Come
on. That's what I thought, is you're just trying to hire a dude without paying him. That's what it sounds like.
Give generic dad a barbecue.
I agree. All right, Kevin, here's your favorite part, and this is what makes you think these guys are actually pretty cool. You must refer to all attendees as big guy, chief, sport, champ, etc. while drinking beer.
That makes me laugh, and I'm not even positive this is real, but it's funny, guys.
Yeah, I like it.
We would like you to talk about dad things like lawnmowers, building your own deck, Jimmy Buffett, etc. So I guess if you're one of these bros living in Spokane, you go up to honorary dad and you go, hey, what's your favorite Jimmy Buffett song? And you have a conversation about it, right?
Yeah.
Funny anecdotes are highly encouraged, all while drinking beer. So again, with the beer. They do have some other demands to make sure you are qualified to be the dad at the party. A minimum of 18 years experience as a father.
Wow. They're getting picky now.
Mm-hmm.
A minimum of 10 years grilling experience.
I mean, he's in charge of 40 people's
right?
meal.
He's got to know what he's doing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a lot of multitasking involved when you're cooking that much meat, right? An appreciation of a nice cold beer on a hot summer day. So far, they have had quite a few entries. I'm not sure why. I'm not sure why somebody is volunteering their Saturday to go cook for all these strangers. But maybe somebody's reading this and thinking, hey, that sounds like fun, I guess.
Do you think it's real?
I hope it's real.
I do, too.
Oh, yeah.
I hope it's really real. And I hope some, like, guy in his maybe early to mid-60s, kids are out of the house, long gone, reads it and is like, I'll hang out with those dudes.
I'm in.
Make them some burgers, drink some beers.
Call them chief.
That would be amazing. Do it for the story, old man.
Well, it's a week from Saturday. I'll keep my eyes peeled and see if they end up selecting a dad and see how that goes. But there you go. It's on Craigslist. If you want to check. Hey, who knows? Maybe somebody listening's thinking, I got to be there. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah.
You could look it up.
LA NOC's alternative rock. This is the world famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ at 8:51.
Our weekly visit with Dr. Drew Pinsky coming up right after the top of the hour. Fascinating topic today, by the way. And Dr. Drew is the perfect person to talk to about because of all those teen moms that he got pregnant.
Right?
Remember?
He did not impregnate.
He had sex with a lot of
that
teens.
Did not have heard.
And uses no protection,
that's
apparently.
That's just not true. That's
none
just
of that
keeps
true.
Loading
so
up
all
the teen
babies
moms.
Should not be a surprise. Anyway,
it's
we'll talk about
that. That's alleged.
Nope.
Plus, we're going to give you some tickets.
It's not even alleged.
Kings of Leon at the Hollywood Bowl as well, and qualify to see them at Red Rocks. That's all coming up in the next few minutes here at K-Rock. First, Ralph's got the showbiz beat on a Thursday.
James Comey just said, Dr. Drew said, get those condoms out of here.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Wow.
He said, Lordy, get those condoms
Lordy,
out of here.
Lordy, I hope there are no condoms in there, he said.
Wrong.
You know, we've been talking a lot about Broadway lately.
Yeah.
Which is odd. I mean, we talked about the fact that Jagged Little Pill, the Alanis Morissette album, is being turned into a... Broadway show. Yesterday, we were talking about a movie, The Working Girl, with Melanie Griffith being turned to a Broadway show. Today, another Broadway musical has just been greenlit. You'd be happy to know, Kevin. Cher. Cher, the Broadway musical, is a go.
All right, then.
Yep.
Love.
Show based on her life.
Love Cher.
Will hit the stage in 2018.
So relevant.
Right?
Right.
great music.
Sounds Cher. Like Kevin's on board.
Cher.
You know how she, how her long career began, Kevin?
I don't.
She was a backup singer for Phil Spector, legendary record producer Phil Spector. And one of Phil's assistants was a guy named Sonny Bono.
Oh, wow.
Next thing you know.
Right, right.
Right?
Right.
And then they made some music, too. Right. I'm just saying, first came the...
Right.
She's had quite a career.
She has. She's been around for a long time. TV news. Fox has canceled 24 Legacy after one season. The reboot of the original series starred Corey Hawkins, Miranda Otto, and Jimmy Smits. Is anybody watching?
No.
Anyone?
I was. I started watching. And then,
a couple episodes behind?
Yeah, a couple behind.
No, I got about three episodes in, and I was like, I like this show a lot, but I just don't have time.
Yeah.
Well, apparently you were not part of a large crowd of people who felt that way. Plus, Corey Hawkins, the lead, is now on Broadway in Six Degrees of Separation. So his schedule is not exactly conducive to shooting more episodes. So there just seemed to be a lot of things going against it, and they're gonna just let that go.
I read that this was the first time in however long they've been doing a show after the Super Bowl, 22 years or whatever it is, this is the first time that a show has ever premiered after the Super Bowl and then been canceled in that season.
Mm.
So it's not like it didn't get a good launch.
That was Beans.
Fun fact.
There you go.
And I also think there are a lot of people who want some Kiefer Sutherland in their 24.
Absolutely.
Sure.
But they got the Kiefer Sutherland in their designated survivor.
Oh, I love that show so much.
I love that show so much, too.
So there's no room for that. We ain't got time for that.
Right?
Jennifer Connelly's going to be a star of a new TV series called Snowpiercer. If that title sounds familiar, it's because it will be based on the film of the same name about a future world that's been turned into a frozen wasteland because of the apocalypse. And the only survivors live on this giant, perpetually moving train that circles the Earth, right?
I mean, that was a decent movie, but how do you make a series out of that?
Because it's like Love Boat. You have people come on and like, oh, we have a lot of problems. Oh, really? Well, come here into the dining car. And then they patch things up. And
really?
The plane, Bob, the plane. And then there's a little guy who helps you fulfill your fantasies.
Show. That's Fantasy Island. That's...
It's going to be everything. Okay. It's going to mix it up. It's going to have a lot of guest stars and adventures.
Hmm. It was a good movie. I don't know that every movie needs to be a TV show.
Wow, man. Just poop all over it, why don't you?
Right?
I love her, though. She's so great.
Jennifer Connelly?
Yes.
Oh, Jennifer Connelly? Yeah.
She will be the star of the film, of the series. You know, I joke, but you don't know this. But there was a time, you need to look this up. There was a time in the heat of the 70s TV battles between the big three networks when Love Boat was so successful that they did put a series on NBC called Super Train.
Is that right?
Which was about a giant train that people would get on board and have wacky romantic adventures on. It was like Love Boat, but it was on a train.
How long did it last?
About 8 minutes. Before everybody said, that's dumb. Super Train. Don't be a dumbass, they said. There you go. That's Ralph's fun fact.
How about that?
How about that?
Yeah, where's his jingle?
We don't have one of those.
Because my fun facts are germane.
And they're relevant to what we're talking about.
Excuse me,
too.
I think my fun fact about the 24 show being canceled after being premiered at the Super Bowl was relevant to the discussion we were having.
Bean, I did not hate that fun fact.
It just never caught fire. Yeah. That's all I was saying.
That was a pretty good fun fact. good fun fact. You have to give it to him.
All right, Bean, take it easy.
I'm just saying.
Right.
Seems relevant.
You get your feelings hurt? It's all right, little buddy.
Liam Gallagher and his brother Noel are the best of friends. So many were surprised when there was some bad blood between the two of them after that One Love Manchester benefit concert on Sunday.
What?
Yep.
Sniping at one another?
Liam showed up and sang. Noel was not present, and so Liam took to social media to slap his brother down, saying he was not a good dude for not being there. Noel had some family situation he was dealing with, so... He was not present, and it was glaring. I mean, they are both proud sons of Manchester, and it would seem appropriate to have them back together.
Sure.
And there was even rumors about a possible Oasis reunion because of the fact. But it turns out Noel's not turning his back on his beloved hometown. He, in fact, donated the royalties from his Oasis song Don't Look Back in Anger to help the families of the victims who were injured or killed in that May 22nd bombing. So
that's pretty cool.
That's very cool. And Don't Look Back in Anger is a perpetual moneymaker, so those people will be well taken care of from his generous support. So not a bad dude after all.
So Liam, shut up?
Yeah, maybe.
Mostly.
Wouldn't hurt.
I was really feeling like they were moving toward reconciliation when Liam tweeted happy birthday wishes for Noel's 50th birthday, which was the nicest thing I had seen Liam Dunn do toward his brother in a long time.
Mm, wrong.
But then he followed it up and called him a potato.
He did call him a potato, yeah.
But
just the greatest.
They're of Irish ancestry, and potatoes are really good thing.
That is true.
To the Irish. We love
our compliment, really.
Yes. We were like, oh, you're a whiskey. It would have been the same kind of compliment. We love potatoes.
Okay.
A lot of love right there.
All right.
Today's celebrity birthdays: Jerry Stiller, legendary comedian and actor, 90 years old today. Keenan Ivory Wayans is 59. Julieta Margulies turns 51. Kanye West is 40.
When you're the absolute best,
right,
you get hated on the most.
Mm. Mm. Tell me about it, Kanye. Right?
'Cause baby, I'm awesome.
Right.
Also.
Right.
Right. I'm also awesome. Y'all know.
Dude wrote a song about how awesome he is.
He did.
That's some balls.
He did write
even
that song.
Kanye, for even for him to do that, rattled me a little bit.
The words, I'm awesome, should never come out of your mouth.
Crazy.
Unless you're being funny.
And I know he calls himself a god and everything else, and the best, the absolute best, but still.
Yeah.
And Maria Menounos celebrates her 39th birthday. What's she doing this day? She's on the Extra, Access Hollywood, Close Up View.
I don't think she does
the Showbiz Today.
I don't think she does any of those shows anymore.
No, she's on one of them.
Oh, is she?
Yeah.
I don't know that.
She also has her own company that puts together a ton of internet shows.
Really?
She's doing very well in her life.
Awful, though, right?
She isn't.
Not at
she's
all.
Actually,
no,
from
she's...
all accounts, lovely.
No, but she's just an awful person. You can just tell. It just no.
She's not
through.
At all. She's
There's no smart, way it can be nice. Denied that she's awful. That is a given.
It is easily
that
denied
is
because there's no evidence that she's awful.
But she's not good.
It's science.
But why would you say that?
Because when you watch her on television, you're like, oh, my Lord.
Because Ralph cares about science.
This saccharine, sweet, just celebrity brown-nosing, It is a facade that is housing a dark, dark, evil persona.
Look, I think those shows are terrible, too.
No,
but I don't think that's
all. You loved
all.
Billy you Bush, love and you love Millie Vanunos. All these
I don't think
awful
that's,
people.
I don't think that's all Maria has to offer.
She has been on E! News since 2015.
There you
so
go.
She's an anchor there.
Told you. E! News. And that was awful. That's awful. Since that Steve Kometko brought his Satanist behavior to that network. That's
when that all started. None of us knew she was on because none of us ever watched that channel.
Is that channel still a thing?
Kevin and Bean were on it. That's how evil that channel was.
You were on E! News?
We were on E! News for about 4 months. They said, hey, we really like your sense of humor. And then every time we made a joke, they would cut it. But the funniest part was they gave us a bag of makeup and they said, do your own makeup.
Oh, for the love. And I wish I could have seen that.
We had no idea. So Bean would walk out and I go, your right eye looks like you've been in a fight. You need to change it up a bit. That's how cheap it was.
Yeah.
We were putting on our own makeup.
Yeah, this was way pre-Seacrest at E!
Yeah, it was not.
But you guys shared a room with Kometko, though, right? Didn't you? Wasn't there a lot of...
I don't think we ever even saw him.
Shared a shower or something?
We all showered together.
Kometko?
That's different.
I don't remember. Anyway, it's a dark, deep hole we get into when you look at Maria Menounos.
She's lovely.
Right? Oh, she's the worst.
She's lovely.
Fan of Boston sports, so that's a
She's
that's
from
a big
Medford,
knock.
Massachusetts.
Oh, my God. If this gets worse.
Medford.
She's a danger.
Come
is what she is.
On. And she's lovely.
I'm going to be asking James Comey some questions about her in a couple minutes, so tune in. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
I love our good friend Dr. Drew Pinsky. I'm always excited to have him on the program, but I'm not going to lie when I tell you guys I am concerned.
Why?
I am nervous, and I am worried about what he's getting himself into in New York right now.
Why?
Dr. Drew?
I'm wondering myself. Why? What's happening?
Were you on one of the Stern after shows handling a Whack Packers diaper yesterday? Did that happen?
It's not quite as you said it. I was doing the after shows day before yesterday. I was doing the wrap-up show.
And I was there a little early so I could listen to the show and prepare myself. And I was leaving the bathroom, and Richard Christie was coming out. Obviously, I was going in the bathroom. He was coming out.
Right.
Greeted, shook hands. Next thing I know, I go back to the green room, and he's in the main studio talking about how he just wiped his hand with his ass with his hand.
What?
And that he farted and had an explosion, and he sort of pushed the stuff around his underwear the way you'd push peanut butter around the shag carpet.
What's happening?
And then shook my hand, and he was describing this. I was literally in the green room going, no! And so Howard called me into the studio and gave me a rash of
Look, I have all the respect in the world for Howard Stern. He's a great entertainer. Why are you a part of this kind of nonsense? You're a goddamn doctor.
Because he's Dr. Poohans.
Did I consent? Did I understand I was getting dragged into that kind of a situation?
I mean, you should have been aware of what you were walking into.
Well, you're right. When you go in that back area, anything's possible.
Right. Yeah, that's a disaster. That's a disaster.
Thank you. But it was all fine. Right. They were very kind. They were very kind to me. They were very kind to me.
All right. I'm glad that we have you out here, Dr. Drew. We were talking about, before you came on, that you're the perfect person because of all the teen moms that you've knocked up over the years. You're the perfect person to talk about this.
See, Dr. Drew didn't knock any of them up, Bean. That's not to
disagree. So okay. Teen pregnancy in general throughout the United States, God bless the information age, is going down, down, down in almost every state in the union, except for Texas. And it is thought that, and you know more about this than I do, but it is thought that Texas is one of those states, particularly near Dallas and San Antonio, where the school districts have decided that the way to teach sex education is with abstinence-only teaching.
Yeah, yeah.
So you can look at the numbers and look at the neighborhoods where those schools exist versus the neighborhoods where they're teaching sex ed and contraception, and you can see the stark difference.
I'm very sympathetic to what you're saying, and I do believe what you're saying is accurate. I think it's true, but somebody actually has to prove that before you can convince everybody that it's the case, because it is simply a little bit too much of a contentious issue to say that correlation is necessarily causation.
All right.
You have to sort of prove it. And you've got a lot of evidence here, and there's no doubt in my mind it can be proven.
Okay.
But by the way, adolescent educators have known forever that abstinence only did not work, certainly didn't lower the pregnancy rate, and may have exacerbated things. Now here's another sort of brick in the wall, another piece of evidence that suggests that it is making things worse, but somebody has to prove causation.
And Texas
Texas is way worse than the rest of the country, right?
I understand the correlation there. It seems that that's what's happening, and I believe that's what's happening.
Right.
But I know what's going to happen. As soon as we declare it, they're going to go, you can't prove that. Just call it causation. You know, correlation is not causation. And that's unfortunate because the overwhelming data suggests that it would cause this. There is data out there.
Yeah. Let me ask you this, not only as a physician, but somebody who has worked with the teen mom kids for over 10 years and somebody who has raised kids of your own, you know what it's like to be 17 years old. Just because somebody tells you it's a great idea to not have sex doesn't mean you're not going to have sex, right?
Of course. But listen, we have known for a long time, all the way back to the HIV education days, it's easy to educate kids. It's hard to change their behavior. And to change behavior, the reason Loveline works so well is that if you give kids a relatable source where they can hear kids or young people like themselves suffering consequences from their behaviors, they change their behaviors. They're not dumb. They go, I get that. They just don't want to hear it from an adult.
Right.
It doesn't change their behavior. Is that Kevin saying right?
Yes.
I'm sure you raise kids too. You know what that's like. They're like, yeah, sure, old man. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Whatever.
It's the opposite of what's said is basically.
Yeah, exactly. And let's face it. The last thing any parent wants to do is to think about their teenager as being sexually active. They just want to pretend that that doesn't happen. But wouldn't it be better in many cases to have that talk at some point and say, look, I don't want you to have sex, but if you're going to, here's some ways to maybe not end up with the disease or a baby.
You're talking about what goes on in the home as opposed to in the school. And I'm telling you, watch Teen Mom with your kids, the earlier ones, when you see what the consequence of baby is. And then also,
this argument that somehow by discussing sex or, you know, offering condoms, you're encouraging sex, is literally like saying by asking them to put their seatbelt on, you're encouraging wild driving and car accidents. You're like, you're demanding it. Of course they're going to want to drive fast. If they have their seatbelt on, God knows it's going to be a disaster.
I never heard that analogy before. All right, let me ask you about one more thing that may be a corollary to this, and I'm not sure, Dr. Drew. I'm just throwing it out there because you pay more attention to this stuff than I do. What about with this war on Planned Parenthood that is going on in much of the country? What about just having access to contraception, for instance? I mean, I would think that the more Planned Parenthoods you take away, the harder it is for girls to get birth control and the more unwanted pregnancies you're going to have, no?
No, and again, you're harking back to arguments I used to have to sit through back in the 80s and 90s, and we kind of got through that. Access became readily available, and the problem with Planned Parenthood is around abortion, not around access to contraception. And Planned Parenthood, the reality is, I mean, it's an indisputable reality that Planned Parenthood has done a lot for adolescent female health care. They just have. And when you start undermining that I don't care where you fall in the abortion argument, I'm gravely concerned about that.
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, but how could anyone ever end up proving this, Dr. Drew? Is it possible?
It seems well, like... we could. I mean, thinking. You have different populations, right? You in some schools you give, you know, complete sex education. In other schools you give the abstinence only in similar environments, and you go, which one has better outcomes? You're never going to be able to give it and cross it over and give the same, you know, like you would a medication crossover or have a placebo or something like that. Or maybe somebody could design a study like that. But it's not going to happen. I think that people kind of need to realize they have a problem and look at the facts, read the science, and decide for themselves what they want to do. Well, maybe they'll come up with some novel solution. Good on
them. A lot of kids are going to want to go to the school where they force you to have sex, though. That's going to be the one they're going to be signing
up for. I don't think that's an option.
That's what I heard from the doctor.
He didn't say that at all.
I said the Edmund Fitzgerald School. That's the one.
Dr. Drew, Midday Live with Mike Catherwood, Monday through Friday, most weekdays, noon to 3 on 790KABC. DrDrew.com for all the podcasts and live appearances. And don't forget, if you want a doctor to come to your home, you can get that now. It's available on the Heal app, drdrew.com, on Twitter, at Dr. Drew as well. Have a great time out there in New York, and be sure to wash those hands, Doc.
Thank you, guys. See you.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, LANOC's alternative rock. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 9:39.
How's it going with former director Comey, Ralph? Is he
boy,
killing
it's
it?
Fascinating television, I'll tell you. Yeah. Not for Kevin, of course. No, it's not for Kevin, but
is he giving anything up?
The usual. And here's the thing. He's great, but senators are just dumb, and they ask the same dumb questions over and over again. So many people are repeating and asking the same questions.
I'm concerned about what people are saying about John McCain right now. Was he coming off just kind of out of it, not really making sense?
Not to me.
Huh.
But, okay. But I'm also a little bit behind because I keep having to pause and do something regarding this dumb show.
Yeah.
Getting in the way of my television watching. And then I got to go back and pick it up. So I may not.
That's unacceptable. I'm sorry.
If you got woo-woo, I don't know.
All right. Well, we'll try to get you right back in front of the TV here, Ralph. First, you got one more showbiz to do here on the Thursday morning Kevin Beach Show. What's happening?
Let me give away some VIP passes to the Saturday's big, big, big event.
We got a winner!
The K-Rock Super Games and Brew Fest Especial.
Yay!
This Saturday at Santa Anita Park. It's going to be quite the event there in the infield. You got booze, which is always good.
Sure.
You got your beers.
Right.
You've got some food. Some great food trucks are going to be there, like the Grilled Cheese Truck and Dogtown Dogs and Canvas Food Truck. And then, of course, you've got Thoroughbred Racing. You get to gamble on the ponies, which is awesome. But then... my man Lightning has hooked you up with some giant inflatable grown-up toy things to do. Right?
Right.
Like inflatable giant twister or the giant inflatable batter up or the rock and roll jousting tournament. That what can go wrong there with two people hitting each other with giant sticks.
That is classic.
And they're going to be dunking beer mug. You get to dunk beer mug.
That's
the best part, right?
Besides beer mug, Chip's going to be there with her band, Wholesale Heart Attack.
I don't think it's well hung heart.
It's well hung heart.
Yeah. I really need to work on that name.
It just doesn't stick with me at all.
I keep hearing it, and then I'm like, okay, I'll remember that next time. I try. Dave, the King of Mexico, will be there. DJ Omar Khan, Nicole Alvarez. I saw Nicole Alvarez out there. She's here.
Okay.
She smells like cotton candy.
Yeah, she always does.
She smells so good.
Yeah.
And Lightning. Lightning will also be there, of course. So, look, it's going to be a blast. $5 to get in. Gates open at 11 a.m., but if you want 30-buck VIP tickets, that's what I've got for you right now. I got a 4-pack of VIP tickets. These cost 30 bucks, but not for you if you're one of the lucky callers right now. 1-800-520-1067. On just one caller. One caller, we get this 4-pack of VIP passes. It's 2 drink tickets, a Santa Anita trucker hat, access to the VIP area, which is your own bathrooms and your own bar area, your own gambling area. It's kind of the way to go, I think. What do I know?
Right.
Call us now, 1-800-520-1067, and say caller number 21. You got to be caller 21 because you got to be 21 years of age or older to attend this event this weekend.
It's not about winning. It's about the world, brother.
You got that right.
Right.
It's about the world. Waboom. I was talking earlier in the show today about Noel Gallagher's very generous donation to the families of the victims of the Manchester bombing by taking his royalties from Don't Look Back in Anger and giving them to those families, which I thought was pretty sweet. And Ariana Grande also continues to keep giving. One of the highlights for many during the One Manchester concert, One Love Manchester, rather, concert on Sunday was her performance of Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
Ariana Grande?
Ariana Grande. Well, she is going to release that as a single, that cover, and all the proceeds will go to the Manchester Emergency Fund, which is terrific.
Do you know if she recorded it in a studio for a re-release, or are they releasing the live
version?
This is a
live. This is a live version.
Oh, that was very emotional, and she kind of broke down at the end there.
Yes. So she is sharing recordings from that show on Spotify, including that. It's going to be like a live album version, basically. So apparently there will be more songs other than just her cover of that.
I'm impressed by her.
Totally.
Yeah.
Impressed by her.
All that money's going to go to the victims and their families, so that's good stuff. Yeah, I'm impressed by her, too. And I think she's going to be she's obviously a big star, but I think she's going to be a bigger star in the sense that I think she's got longevity. I think she's going to grow into other roles. I think you're going to see her in films and stuff like that. And I think she's going to be a special kind of entertainer.
Yeah, you brought up her comedic timing on SNL.
Brilliant. Sharp. And even as an actress, I mean, she was on a dopey kid show called Dog and Cat, I think, on Disney. And my kid, you know, checks those shows out. And I think
it was Sam and Cat, wasn't it?
Sam and Cat? Whatever.
I think.
Doesn't think it matters. I just remember her catching my attention with her performance. I'm like, this kid is... She created a really unique, interesting comic character. This child star, this child actor has something interesting going on. It's before she broke out and became a singer and stuff, before I even knew who she was.
Ariana Grande?
That's not Grande.
No.
So I think she's going to be like a Lady Gaga kind of thing, where she's going to go off and start doing more interesting and complex things. But she's only 8, so she's got a lot of time ahead of her. So.
She's 23, but she does seem very youthful.
She's got cat ears on and licks donuts. Come on, she's a child. Right? Who's with me? Jennifer Lopez and Alex Rodriguez have hit maybe the first speed bump on their road of true love. Maybe coming from one of A-Rod's ex, a fitness model named Lauren Hunter has come forward. And she claims that A-Rod sent her suggestive texts and explicit photographs since he's hooked up with Jennifer Lopez.
And that's frowned on?
Some women are hung up on that kind of stuff. Maybe Jennifer Lopez is one of them. I don't know. Also, there is from A-Rod's camp, there are stories saying that she threatened to release the messages unless he forked over $600,000, which sounds like extortion to me.
Sure does.
So I guess we'll have to wait and see. But she has been public about her feelings about their relationship. She did an interview talking about the two of them together. And she said, I don't think he's sexually attracted to J-Lo. In bed with J-Lo, he's probably picturing me, she said.
Wow.
In all modesty.
Take it easy.
Can I just stop for a moment and say, if you're in bed with J-Lo,
yeah,
you're not picturing anyone else.
Yeah, right? I'm not sure of a lot, but I'm sure of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He likes me to always wear heels and lingerie and outfits, dress up as a schoolgirl, she said to Radar Online.
So he's every man.
All the things I would do with him, I wouldn't do with anyone else.
Obviously.
Loosen up, girl. Everything about him is passionate and loving and sweet. He'll kiss your hair and cuddle. But sex is not soft and gentle. He's rough. Dear Penthouse, I never thought this could happen to me. He's good in bed and well endowed.
It sounds like she's bragging about him. And
he's good in bed.
Extortion.
He's well endowed.
Right.
He's circumcised! Exclamation point. Well, I'm glad we've got that covered.
All right. Some good info to know.
I don't think he's ever made love to anybody, though, ever. He disconnects. His problems take over.
Oh, it's primal.
Yeah, that's the best kind of sex, when your problems take over.
Right?
You want problem people in bed. Where you don't want them is afterwards, out of bed. Then they're throwing plates at your head at lunch.
I wonder if she's getting paid for this this exciting interview.
You don't sound excited at all, Bean. You don't sound like you're excited.
I'm saying I wonder if it's intentionally scandalous and exciting because she's making a lot of money. For the better, the more she's willing to say, the higher the money goes, I wonder.
That's pretty cynical of you, Bean.
Right, Bean?
Maybe she just wants to share some details about love.
Yeah, Bean.
I guess it's possible that this fitness model has everyone's best interest in mind, I guess.
I thought you loved love. Yeah, what about your love? What about Valentine's Day every day?
I'm just concerned this doesn't sound legit.
Wouldn't you like your wife to come forward and talk about how endowed you are?
I think this woman is here for right. Why is here for the wrong reasons.
I don't know what I've done. Man. I apologize. I can take that back.
Damn it, man. Is there anything you don't know?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm going to go back in time with that one. And lastly, Cinemax has picked up a series called Warrior, which will be based on an idea from Bruce Lee. How about that?
Wow.
This is an idea he had many, many years ago for a series, I'm assuming for himself, that has sat dormant for all these years, and now they're going to pick it up and make a series out of it. It's a 10-episode series about a martial arts prodigy, who immigrates from China to San Francisco in the second half of the 19th century and becomes a weapon for one of Chinatown's most powerful organized crime families. So it's like a kung fu mafia type crime family drama. That sounds pretty interesting.
Yeah.
So that'll be on Cinemax coming up soon. 10-episode series from Bruce Lee. Were you a Bruce Lee fan? Did you watch his movies and stuff when you were a kid?
I don't remember watching any of his movies, but...
Kung fu. As he used to say, kung fu is not child's play. Kung fu. I used to love him. Today's celebrity birthday is Jerry Stiller's 90 years old today. Keenan Ivory Wayans is 59. Juliana Margulies, 51 years old today. Maria Menounos, who we uncovered today. It was odd that she's awful. It was we uncovered all that evidence.
Did we uncover that?
Yeah.
You threw that out there, but we countered with she seems to be a delightful young lady.
You countered with that. But then we got the memos, right? And then we
saw the tapes. Memos.
And rapper Kanye West, who is just awesome, by the way.
Right?
Just I showed people.
Because baby, I'm off.
Okay. What's happening? Why
well,
is
I started a thing, and then Kevin started a thing, so I stopped my thing.
But it was playing for a while before you started playing the other thing.
I mean, technically.
So why didn't you hear something was playing and say, well, I'm gonna beg off then and not play my thing?
Are you asking me that?
Yes.
Yeah, I didn't hear it. So, my bad.
Kanye West is 40 years old.
That's on
today.
Me.
People take the fun out of it.
You want to play something there, Bean?
No.
All right.
I'm with you. I'm with Bean. It's kind of wind out of my sails at this moment. Kung Fu is not child's play. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Hey, before we talk about tomorrow's show, we should remind you that 10 minutes from right now, our t-shirt's going on sale.
How about that?
How about that? Give up.
Just for 24 hours.
Yes, only for 24 hours. This is the first ever limited edition Kevin and Bean t-shirt. I know what you're thinking is, wait a minute, you guys have never sold t-shirts before, and that's true. This is a new plan, and I think it's going to work out really well because there's super quick turnaround. If you buy a t-shirt today or anytime before 10 a.m. tomorrow, you should have it in your grubby little hands within a week or so. So, because we'll know exactly how many to make, and we've got the whole thing in place here. They're only $19.99. It's a Kevin's face and his legendary exclamation, quitters never give up.
And I think you're going to love this shirt. And the proceeds go to, at least part of the proceeds, as much as we can get away with, are going to Kevin and his wife's charity.
Yes, for abused women and children.
Called, obviously, we've got to take some costs out to make the shirts and mail them to you and everything like that, but everything else is going to them. So I think this is a win-win-win-win-win. I think you have an awesome T-shirt, and you'll be helping a great cause, too. So 10 o'clock this morning, go to krock.com and buy your ticket.
What's that cause again?
Don't buy a ticket. Buy a shirt.
Or a T-shirt. Right, yeah. Yeah. Oh.
Buy a ticket. It's a shirt, and it goes to friendsandhelpers.org.
Kevin's yacht.
Yes. No, it's not my yacht.
Friends and
an actual charity.
The name of his boat.
On your drive home today, listen to a commercial-free 5 p.m. hour random act of helpfulness from the SoCal Helpful Honda dealers tomorrow morning at all-new Kevin and Bean Show. Keep it 100, which I think was successful last week. We're going to do it again tomorrow.
Yeah, it was
fun. We have a brand-new scientific survey. We've got a brand-new internet roundup and the movie beat as well, because it's Friday tomorrow morning.